wake up. It's already after 10 o'clock. Pretty boy, put on your makeup. It's time to leave. It's time to get ready to rock. Pretty boy, want something to wear. There's a party up and down the block. Pretty boy, put some gel in your hair. It's time to leave. It's time to get ready to rock.
Episode number 200, a.k.a. It Is Fest.
It Is Fest!
It Is Fest!
Had to happen, right? Had to happen. My name is Christopher Furcio. I am here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hey! Oh. Hello,
Mr. Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
Trash Bomb.
Hey.
And today we are going to be talking about It Is Fest later on. We're going to do a little bit of distractions. We're going to get some other butts in these seats during that time as well. Then after the break...
International butts.
After the break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Indus Fest a little bit. We'll take Skype calls and then we're going to call it a night after that, right?
Pretty much.
Pretty simple format.
Yeah. I don't even know. We don't even have a question of the week, so we'll put that up later.
So we're looking at about 30 minutes, guys.
Yeah. 30 minutes. Especially because how drunk is Jack going to get over the course of the week?
Mr. Bauer, by the way, all the way from England. Can I get up for Jack Bauer, Wade?
Ow!
He'll be on the show later. We'll get to see his pretty face.
Yeah, and the other Indus guys will be on the show as well as the Aussielands. That's what I'm calling them.
Aussielands.
That's what we did. So what's going on, guys? Jason, how are you doing, man?
He's fixing his mic right now.
Technical difficulty.
That's much better.
We had a last minute mic change.
Off switch.
Anyway, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, what's going on?
It's been pretty crazy, like pre-Indus Fest. Yeah. Already. So, yeah, last night everybody hooked up at Battle and Brew.
Which was fantastic.
Science trivia.
Science!
Which we did horribly.
It was dirty. It was the worst. Like, we usually do pretty good, right? Like,
we usually come in the top five, I would say.
Yeah.
It was so cute and endearing, the guys, like the new guys that showed up. They were, honestly trying to answer stuff. And they were answering
some of them, too.
What's a blue moon? And we're just like, when Smurfs pull down their pants. Completely just trying to wreck our chances, or at least make somebody laugh. But
On the way home, they were like, dude, your friends weren't even trying. They weren't even trying. It was fucked up.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay.
It's like, we're going to have to fire them.
there was some other crazy shit that went on. We played a little Street Fighter. There were lots of hugs.
Lots of hugs. Fluffy's in town, by the way.
Yeah,
in Australia.
Fluffy, I think everybody's pretty, aware of who Fluffy is.
Nuts.
The big stocky Aussie guy.
Yep.
Right.
See him later as well.
And So
Jason, you've never met Fluffy before.
I've met Fluffy before.
Oh, that's right.
MGC.
So, and you said you wanted to give the guy a big hug.
Absolutely. I mean, because I love the man so much.
And I'm sure he reciprocates that.
I mean, a lot of it's a whirlwind right now. But, I mean, because he just kind of bull rushed me and hugged me and picked me up and shook me around like a fucking baby.
Okay.
And I heard something pop and there was a lot of pain involved. Yep. Yeah, I had to go to the doctor and get
emergency room, but like 6 hours ago.
I think there's a fracture. So, hey, I'm on pain meds. So this weekend is going to be awesome.
That's going to make this weekend all the more interesting.
This is the bonus. This is what we call a good problem, I think. So, right. So kudos to you, Fluffy.
Hey.
Where the hell is he?
Aussie rules, man. You don't fuck around. It's like a fucking honey badger. You don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but otherwise, we got a lot of shit planned, man. I'm excited. Yeah, I can't believe how many people are in town already. I can't
believe
how many people are at my house right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
After the show, get the fuck out of here. We'll go somewhere else. Anyway, I'm good.
Jeff, what's up, buddy?
Not much, man.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here, man. I got into Battle and Brew yesterday, and I'm like, you know what? It feels like I haven't been here in a while, but it feels like I'm here all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense. I love that fucking place. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I got to...
Still working on the franchise idea.
That's actually a good idea.
Every time I talk to him, I'm like, you guys willing to franchise? We've got some spots at
Battle and Brew 2.
We can make it happen.
I think so.
You. I got $5 I can put into that. So Canadian, so that's like what, $100 American?
We're something like
pretty
that.
Much. Yeah, we actually wrote up our business plan, and we mentioned that Jeff was going to be the bar manager, but he would not get free drinks because he would drink us.
Cheers to
He'd
that.
He'd be giving everybody free drinks.
I got to tell a story about today, though, that kind of made my day. We all went out for lunch today, probably around like, it's probably like 1 or something.
Taco Mac.
We had a delicious meal and stuff like that. Good stuff. Some of us need to pick stuff up at Target.
Okay.
So I had to get like a shaver and like deodorant and stuff like that. We go in there and we walk out with about 12 Nerf guns.
Something like that.
And I have mine right here.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust these motherfuckers. I know randomly there's going to be Nerf shit flying at our face.
I'm not packing.
I got so it. I'm packing. Know. And I got you. I bumped my hand.
Watch out for Tom, dude.
Just watch out. It's going to happen. But that is fucking awesome. I love the fact that this actually happened.
It was pretty funny that there were like 10 guys walking around in Target with Nerf guns.
Early
probably gigging like idiots, I'm sure.
I love the fact that Ace is like, really? Guys, and I'm supposed to be the youngest one here? Like, fun times.
He's like, grow the fuck up.
That's about
get
it,
a Canada
just happy to be
like me.
Cool.
What? Okay. Get it.
Be old and brittle.
So I've got Bubble Boy and
Brittle. So don't shoot Jason with
Bubble Boy and Brittle Boy.
You're going to break something.
Don't shoot Jason with a Nerf gun.
Put that shit down, dude.
Travis, what's up?
Not much. Just getting ready for this. Getting ready for all this stuff and everything. It's nerve-wracking leaving your job for a weekend and everything during the busy time. But
I know all those pre-orders are not.
I know. I can't even miss out. Anyway, I don't want to get fired. Dick.
You're the boss, man.
So I did have an interesting story that happened a couple of nights ago. Megatron and I went to the movie theater and saw that movie Moneyball with Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's fun. It was good. So anyway, I actually almost got in a fight with this 80-year-old guy.
You could have taken him.
True story. True story. So anyway, Chris and I were having this argument, and we were – no, I'm just kidding. So – I'm in a bathroom. I'm taking a piss, all right? And I'm about to walk out. And just to paint a picture, when you walk out of the bathroom of the theater, like, there's the hallway where you can walk through the different theaters. And across the hallway, there's just a bench, and that's where Megan was sitting. So I walk out, and the next thing I know, there is this, this like, 70-year-old guy just completely walking towards me into the bathroom, but, like, he's like looking directly behind me, checking out my wife as he's walking in.
Probably. Did you yell at a 6-year-old man?
And smokes me, runs into me into the bathroom, and he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry about that." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, well, no problem. Cheers, go on." And I walk out, and it took me. Then it hit me. I'm like, "Motherfucker was checking out my wife while he's walking in the bathroom, and he hits me."
All right,
that was awesome. That was good. And then I tweeted it, and then fucking Fluffy Nuts ridicules me for not punching him in the jaw.
The dude probably had a walker. You know? Fuck with people that have big metal objects.
That's not how we do it on, you know, Criminal Island where you guys come from. That's where all the criminals go, right?
Exactly.
Australia. That's what I thought it was. Kill. Yeah. So anyway.
Or break bones.
But nothing else really. So I gotta send it over to my homeboy, Papa Scoots.
Not a whole lot. Went and saw, what did we see? We saw Killer Elite with Jason Statham and
Transporter 3, basically.
Yeah,
it was De Niro, Clive Owen.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because you realize by the end of the movie, you realize the biggest badass in that movie is Robert De Niro.
Whoa!
And he's like he just keeps it under wraps the entire time until the very end, and you're just like, that dude is awesome. So it's pretty good. You know, it was exactly what I expected. You go in, it's a bunch of fights, it was, you know, shooting and explosions, and so yeah, everything I like in the movie. So good. But besides that, you know, Indisfest.
Indisfest.
Yeah.
Indisfest.
So yeah, let's
distractions, I guess.
Normally we would preview and say, hey, this is what we're gonna do, but let's just fuck that. We already did that.
Yeah.
So let's do distractions. Jason, why don't you start?
Yeah, so Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
Yep. Demon Souls 2. Love it.
So, shouldn't be on our Game of the Year list?
Hey,
it'll
be on the list.
Where did you get Dark Souls from?
I'm borrowing it from some dude. I forgot who, so luckily, because I don't want to have to ever give it back.
You couldn't wait for me to sell it to you?
Yeah, I was hoping you would. was hoping you'd get frustrated with it and give me a good price on it. Early contender for, well, is it really early
yeah,
at this point?
Yeah, toward the end.
Yeah, we're toward the end.
But yeah, its hooks are firmly lodged into my skin right now. So
I was enjoying it with what we played on the stream. I mean, it's just as unforgiving, like as far as like the combat goes and stuff like that.
As far as the combat, yeah.
But it seems like it's a little bit more. It's a little bit more approachable because they do the bonfire stuff.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the tricky part about
the bonfire stuff.
The bonfire is a checkpoint.
Yeah,
okay. You sit down at the bonfire, you heal up, and it actually replenishes your healing potions too. Mm-hmm. So you actually carry around 5 healing potions
all the time.
If you use them up, you sit down at a bonfire, it replenishes.
Depending on whether or not you're undead or human, you'll get. You'll get
more if you're human. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Is that how we got 10 that one time?
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah. Is this when all the hardcore like Demon Souls people are like, nah, I don't like that.
I love it. To me, it's welcome and everything. It adds a little bit of strategy too, because there are some instances where, like, you know, going to the bonfire and sitting down is not an option. Yeah. You have to make a decision.
There's a downside.
And say, okay, well, shut
it because it responds everything.
Except bosses and other.
But will
traps,
you ever be moving backward?
And traps.
Yeah.
So when would you ever move backward though? So if you're like moving forward, you get to a checkpoint. Because if you're not going forward, it's obviously not going to respawn to people you've never fought before. So is there a lot of backtracking?
There can be, yeah. Because it's an open world and there's not a central like nexus, hub. Blacksmiths and item shops are actually scattered throughout the world
and hidden. Yeah. Yeah, I mean all over the place. Yeah.
Exactly. So
it's really well put together too. I mean, the design of the world is really. It's complicated. It's a complicated world. Mm-hmm. But it's everything is smooth. There's very little transitions. You know, there's no loading or anything like that.
Yeah,
it's
really cool.
They did a good job.
But going on to the approachable, there is a little more approachability to the game with the bonfires, mm-hmm. but they throw a lot of the approachability out of the window, in my opinion, because of the fact that, they give you this open world. There are no arrows. There are no breadcrumb trails. When they say, "Hey, you should go to the Bog of Eternal Stench," or you need to go up to the church, like they have no idea where the fuck it is. I went on my first two. In the very beginning of the game, there's a central hub world, and in that hub world, he tells you to go to two places and ring these bells. All right, okay. I played about 2 hours and didn't go to any of those places. I went to a whole another dungeon, got a whole another set of items and everything. And then I realized, I just got all this stuff and leveled up to like soul level 12, and I'm not even in the right place. So I go into the Undead Burg, which is the first place you're supposed to go, and then everything was one hit kills. It was actually quite rewarding knowing that I killed myself about 50 times in the wrong spot. Yeah,
that sounds awesome.
You know, it's still like as hard, I think, as it was before, but I gotta say, it's actually a little more forgiving. In that, when you die, in the previous game, you'd lose your soul. You'd lose life and everything, and you keep the same amount of life when you die this time. Yeah. So and there's actually there's pros and cons to being both, undead or human.
Right.
So, yeah, I like that a lot more. Granted, you still got to go back and backtrack and try and find your souls so you can pick those up.
Can people still raid your game?
Yes, but only if you're in human form.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And also,
You die quickly, you're usually in undead form.
Yeah.
I watched the stream on Tuesday. I saw you die.
The trade-off to that, actually, is you cannot do co-op unless you're in human form.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the same in the first one?
No, sure. As long as you had the item in your inventory, you can go into anyone's world.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you had to be a human with two undead people.
I don't. Not in Demon Souls.
Really?
Yeah,
you couldn't be. You couldn't be in a room with three.
Did you make it? Did you make it far enough to where you were able to join someone?
Dude, I made it probably further than both these guys.
Oh, you definitely made it further than me.
I'm pretty sure. Does anyone here play Demon's Souls a lot? If you
had about 3 hands,
raising your hand doesn't work for radio.
The question is to do
multiplayer.
To do multiplayer, to do co-op.
Had to be alive, right? One person had to be alive.
The person who was alive summoned you into
the dead
world.
People. Yeah.
The dead person.
Okay, then, I was wrong. Yes. Okay, cool.
So that's the same, basically.
Okay.
That's cool.
I'm absolutely loving the game. You know, they changed up the classes a little bit, added some new stuff. They got a pyromancer now. Got rid of the royal, but they added a sorcerer.
Which seems to be very similar.
Yeah.
Similar, yeah, has soul arrow. I'm actually going to respec.
I've re-rolled like 5 or 6 times.
Have you seen? There's a really interesting class that they have called the deprived.
Deprived, yep.
That is a really interesting class. You're basically a caveman.
Yeah.
You're in a loincloth and you have a club.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you start off with every
high
single
stats.
Stat at 11. So, okay. You know, you really have to, like, find a decent weapon. You have to, you know, really, really focus on finding some good equipment. And then you're going to be set and everything. But it's the perfect class. As long as you can get past the beginning of the game, it's the perfect class to really just mold, you know, the character a lot easier what you want to be. It's a really cool class, and I think I'm going
to
try to respect that.
I have to try that class.
Please do. Cool. I'm ready to play it right now.
I got my strategy
guide.
Thanks
for joining us.
I'm a tag out.
other than I haven't been really playing anything, I got invited to the Gotham City Imposters beta,
nice.
Which
that's
is going
cool.
on only during this weekend, and it's like,
oh,
are
really?
You serious?
Yeah, it's only from like, you know, 7 p.m. to like
PC.
Oh, that's lame.
So, PC only.
Lame.
What's that?
PC only.
Well.
Oh, what?
It's Win.
I got invited as well.
You get excellent Sangrita.
Is this on PC only?
PC only, I think. Yeah, they're going to be putting it out on PSN and Xbox Live Arcade. I don't know what the beta.
So what exactly is it?
Because
I've seen like.
It's a first-person shooter, kind of class-based, you know, a little Team Fortress 2, but you've got two sides. You've got the Bats, and then you've got, I forgot what they were called, but they're basically the Joker team. And they're all just, like, completely amateur versions of the, you know, the superheroes.
Like, people dressing up like them, basically.
Exactly.
Like,
and you saw a little bit of that in one of the Batman, the recent Batman.
You saw a little of that in X-Men Destiny.
Game of the Year.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Lair Award, what's up?
But, they had a really cool, like, promo video where it's like these two guys, you know, they just get home from work. They live in the same apartment building. They're like, hey, Greg. Hey, Jack. And they go into each respective, you know, apartment. And then they put on their costumes. And then they see pictures of who they have to kill, and it's actually
each other.
Ego. So they go out and fight, right? You know, and then, you know, the next day when they're dressed up for work, and they're like, you know, hey, Phil.
Yeah.
And then, they know exactly what's going on.
So. Sounds pretty funny, actually.
It's very cool. I like the premise of it. It looks really cute. We'll see how it plays, though. Can't wait.
Cool.
X-Men Destiny.
Horrible.
Yeah.
God, what a fucking letdown. That's all I can really say. It was one of the worst games I've played this year.
If your name's Pyro, what would that be?
I don't know. Maybe it means you can control fire.
Holy if your name is Pyro shit. And your arms are on fire, what does that mean?
I gave it an honest shot, too. We played it
we
on
played
the stream
a good half
for
hour
yeah, about a half hour. I got fucking sick of it. I was trying to love the combat. It's really simple. But the writing was terrible as well, so I shut it off. But I popped it in again because you actually have, you know, three different characters that you can choose from and go down their paths. But the dialogue is actually almost exactly the same. So just like different iterations. So we got to that point with Pyro, with one of the other guys. It's like, oh, I can see why they call you Pyro. So,
That's kind of even worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I brought
ridiculous.
It up on the past show. Like when I was at conference, I played 10 minutes of that, and I was
Pound
like,
Vegas.
Man, this game
Vegas.
Is garbage.
Right. You can figure it out right away, I think. I gave it another shot. I tried. I like them X-Men's.
Yep.
Trying to think of what else I played. Do you guys know? I have
Besides Street Fighter.
Yeah, besides Street Fighter.
I don't know.
That really might be it. It's been pretty busy. So.
The Indisfest game.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we've been playing lately.
Oh, my God. That is kicking my ass.
That's a tough game.
Holy shit. That's the first game I actually broke a bone, kind of.
You broke a PS3 once, too.
Yeah, I broke a PS3, but I mean, shit. Damn.
Yeah. Which one hurt more?
Travis broke a car.
I think
two,
the PS3
twice.
Hurt
two cars. Two Indisfest, two cars.
Yeah. Well, same car, both Indisfest.
Yeah.
And it's here right now, so it might happen again.
Very true.
It might happen again.
And this ain't over yet.
I think that's it for me for games. So.
All right.
What are you guys been up to?
Oh, man. What have I been playing? Still more Gears 3. Especially I've completed the campaign mode. I can say definitely the best campaign ever in a Gears game. You need to play through it.
It's
fine. I see you bought it.
I bought it, and I want to give it an honest shot.
Play it on co-op.
Really
it is a lot of fun.
We'll all play together.
It's a lot of fun co-op. Yeah.
Well, one thing I found out, and I think it changed up between you know the previous games, you can change the control scheme a little bit. And I was showing Shadow this a little bit earlier. Because it's so frustrating when you're, you know, trying to dive into combat, but stick to cover.
Yeah.
But you can swap that, so you have a dedicated button for cover and a dedicated button to roll.
Mm-hmm.
So that made it a lot easier.
I've been thinking of doing that because in multiplayer, I do that all the time. I'll try to run or take cover and I do the opposite.
Yeah, so, give it a shot.
They did a lot of things to make that game a lot better, like making the game faster. The roadie runs faster, so you can get into cover quicker. There are things like I found that the active reload bonuses you get for hitting it right is more powerful. So it
allows you can drop people now with actual
really
assault
quick.
Rifles.
Yeah, really quick.
two and two.
So the active reload really helps out and everything. And it's just really satisfying. Every time you reload, you hit it. Yeah, it's so satisfying.
The active reload seems like it's easier to do.
It is. You know,
depends
what?
On the weapon.
It depends.
Of course,
well, the regular
be comparing it to EDF, which was had the active reload, and that was horrible. But
the regular Lancer is really easy to do the active reload after some time and of practicing and everything.
It actually matters now because the Lancer was pretty much garbage in the two Gears games. But the multiplayer on this is really good because like if you get a good party together, like it's 5-on-5 usually, and you're actually communicating, it is fun. Even if you're losing, it's I'm not gonna lie, I rage like a motherfucker in this game. Like because I'll sit there, I think I understand the game, and all of a sudden I'll just get blown away by something. I'm like, how the fuck did that just happen? But to me, it's the multiplayer, like the best multiplayer game I've played in fucking a couple years, probably.
That's cool. It's really good.
One-on-one shit, but
whole lot of game in there.
Yeah. What else are we playing? NBA 2K12. I picked that up. I'm not going to go into detail with that because I know
is it good though?
It is amazing
compared to last year. Like how much?
Yes, and last year's was really good. And a good sign of this, like last year's got really good scores,
right?
And this year's is getting the same or better. They really like it controls
and this
so
is what,
well.
This
now.
Is what's aggravated me. That I'm sorry to interrupt you about the NBA talk, man. But okay, this is what bothers me as much as I love Madden, as much as I love that series. You know, I'm seeing NBA 2K12 getting stellar reviews.
Yeah, like
FIFA 12,
and shit.
Stellar reviews. NHL 12, stellar reviews. And I'm reading these things, and it's pissing me off more and more about how they are just improving, and doing nothing but that. And yet Madden is consistently getting 8s and 7.5s, and it's the same complaint over and over again. Like, what are we – they just need to rehash that entire engine. But they're not going to because that would take way more than a year of that normal development cycle to get it done. And it's just aggravating the piss out of me because that game could be so much better, albeit it's good. But it's it just bothers me that all these other companies are doing it on a year-to-year basis, and I don't understand why. EA Sports, you're listening. I know you're watching, so fuck
sure.
Assholes.
Well, I picked up Rage, actually. I wasn't originally going to do that, but I got a confession. I am no longer a 3DS ambassador. Traded that shit in. I have not touched it.
For one game.
I'm going to tell you what. I am that close to doing it as well. I'm gonna turn it in, pre-order my Vita. That's what I want to do.
There's a deal going on. Like, you got a certain amount of like percent more for trade-ins. I was like, I have not touched this in forever. I'm not just in any of the games that are coming out. I never play it. So I traded it in. I got enough credit to basically get three games, which is good because I budgeted myself this fall for like getting two. It's going to be like Skyrim and Batman. So now I was able to get Rage and NBA. But Rage, surprisingly, well, I won't say surprisingly good, but it impressed me a lot more than I thought it was going to. You guys saw it a little bit today. I'm not sure if you guys played
it. It looked gorgeous.
It's a beautiful game.
It is probably one of the best looking engines on console. Like,
really?
It is gorgeous.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. And it's one thing that blows me away is most games that are like first person, they have that pop-up thing. It does have pop-up. Or pop in textures like unloading sometimes. But
what does Chris call it? Lazy loading?
Yeah, lazy loading. There you go. Exactly. This doesn't really have that while you're playing the game. Even when you're driving, there's no like draw in. Like the distance you can see is ridiculous, and there's like hardly any pop up at all. And it's 60 frames a second, and it looks better than
constant. Like no,
oh, I've never seen the frame rate drop ever. And I've had like times there's like six enemies on the screen with explosions that is never dropped.
I gotta get on that joint.
It's pretty cool. It plays like an id game. If you didn't like Doom or the way like Quake played or something like that, you might not like the way it feels because it does feel kind of
Quakey?
Yeah, it feels very quakey. Like, or even Call of Duty. Well, Call of Duty runs on the Quake engine, so it makes sense. But I don't know. But it's modern. You can look down sights. The AI. Oh, that's warm.
I'm just thinking of a box quote on the back. It's quakey.
It's quakey.
I heard about the AI. Pretty good shit.
The AI is cool because it's not.
Yeah, they were like jumping off walls.
Yeah,
and
they
shit
jump
like
off
just
walls.
Regular enemies were doing that shit.
I was telling some people earlier, one of the coolest moments I had where I was shooting at an enemy with a pistol. And the enemy had, like, something better than a pistol. Instead of running at me, I had to reload. I was like, oh, shit. I ran around a corner, pulled out my shotgun, and the second I went down iron sights, he turned the corner, and the enemy literally, because people can see, so I can actually do this. I actually went like this. Oh, shit! Like this, and then dove under, like, beside, like, a thing for cover.
That's
like,
really
they,
cool.
They react to, like, what weapons you use, really? Like, what you pull out, and every single bullet that hits them...
They react to it. Yeah. Like, so, I was noticing. Yeah. Yeah. Because it's like, I was watching Shadow Hado play it, and he was, he's popping guys in the arm, and you would see them, like react when they get hit in the arm and shit like that. And then I saw him hit one guy in the head, and literally his head exploded.
Oh, yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Satisfying.
And
the body still was going, and it was like, the head exploded, he just, like, fell forward. It did go right through him, though. It was like he was going directly at him. He shot his head off, and he ended up behind him.
So. Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah,
that's all right.
Did you play on that on the AI tip? Did you play Fear 3?
No.
Okay, well, I wish you did, because I would love to hear you compare the AI in Fear 3 to Rage, because, I mean, of course, I haven't played Rage, so I can't compare.
Well, Rage I played Fear 1 and 2.
Way better. Fear 3 is way better. Like, because it's cool, because, like, you can hear them screaming to each other and talking and planning out, because, like, they don't have any, like, comms or anything, so they're screaming to you, you go here, you go here, and what they scream to each other, they're literally doing as they're communicating to each other.
Oh, cool.
And it's really it's nice
not,
how it's done.
Yeah, Rage's AI isn't really like that. It's more like they'll see you, they'll talk to each other, but they'll run at you, but they don't come in a straight line. Like, you think they'll jump off walls.
Yeah, they're zigzagging, jumping off walls and shit.
Yeah,
they're
moving around everywhere. And
to me, like, good AI, it seems like they're thinking. But to me, like, them jumping off walls, that seems like just, like, what that certain creature or person
is
programmed to do.
It's not smart in terms of, like, they're not going to flank you. And, like, I mean, these are, like, mutants and bandits or, like, that.
Right.
They're not, like, fucking covert ops guys that you're trying to take down and be, like,
right.
with walkie-talkies.
So I guess it's a different type
It's a different AI, type, yeah. I'll say it's fun AI.
Right.
It's not doing the same thing over and over again.
I do love the thought that they're reacting to, like, what you're doing.
Oh, it was amazing. I was like, that blew my mind. Like, oh, my God. And he actually comes, I was like, that's amazing.
That's epic.
Yeah. And the deaths are, oh man, it's good. You get a like a wing blade kind of thing, like this. Like,
what is that weapon? I see that on
the wing sticks. Yeah, it's like a crawl. Like,
yeah,
you know, that thing.
I was actually about to say that. I didn't want to insult the game though. So
you use the left bumper to throw it out there, and you can like basically be aiming at two targets. And the way that thing kills people, if you aim it for a guy's head, it can either like hack it straight off, and in that case, it'll come right back to you, and you don't lose it. Or you can throw it in a little, like, jam, like, right in the guy's head, and it'll, like, fly back.
And you have to go up and get it?
No, unfortunately,
you
can't pick up any kind of weapon that you, like, drop, like, the wing sticks, or if an enemy drops a weapon, you can't pick it up. You can pick up ammo, but not their actual weapons. And the game's kind of like, a lot of people compare it to, like, Borderlands and Fallout. It's aesthetically a lot like Borderlands and Fallout, but it's not at all. Like, there's some, the RPG elements in this game is just pure upgrading weapons.
The environment that you're in reminds me a lot of Borderlands.
Oh, it looks a lot like, and you got the buggies and stuff driving. It's like that.
How's that gameplay?
It's great, actually. I really like it.
I was watching a buggy gameplay on video, and I saw a lot of, like a Warthog-ish type.
Yeah, it doesn't really control like Warthog at all.
It doesn't control like
that? No, it's like right stick or right trigger, gas, left brake.
Okay, cool. One quick question about Rage though. Like, how is the damage system? Is it like you just kind of hide in a corner until your health regenerates, or is it health packs?
It's kind of both. It does the regeneration if you hide, or you can get bandages,
right,
which you can assign to your basically secondary weapon.
Right.
And you automatically heal. If you die, you have a defibrillator in your suit, and you got to do kind of like a mini game kind of thing, like matching your sticks like that, and it'll revive you. But it only gives you one of these like once every, I'd say, 15 minutes of gameplay. The second time you die, it goes to a checkpoint. And this is one of my big complaints with the game, is the checkpoints are pretty bad. So save a lot. The only time it ever saves automatically is if it loads. And it doesn't load often. It usually only loads when you go into like a new dungeon type thing or like a brand new area.
Yeah. I actually save with like every clip.
Reload, save.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the things about the defibrillator mechanic that kind of freaked me out at first was when you actually successfully do the minigame, you see like the enemy that killed you like electrocuted. Oh, yeah.
It electrocutes everyone around you. It's like an area of effect.
That's cool. It's kind of weird.
I'm kind of sad that coming from id, that this game, like for the health, that's why I asked you, it's not like health pickups and everything. It's more like you just kind of just recharge. That's what I loved about Resistance 3 so much, was the fact that like it's old school. You have 3% health left. If you don't find a health pack, you take a shot, you're dead. And I love that, because it reminded me of that old, you know, PC gaming days and everything, like Doom and Quake, where you had to get your health packs, you know? It was just missing some 9-inch nails crates.
There's actually a lot of throwbacks to Glenn appreciates the 9-inch nails.
That was a good soundtrack. That was a hell of a fucking soundtrack.
Quake actually, I'm pretty sure 9-inch nails has a track in one of the trailers, don't they?
Really?
I think on Rage.
On Rage?
It sounds like them. I don't know if it is actually him, but
I'll tell you later.
All right, cool. yeah, it's great. It's three discs on 360, but install them. The last disc I think is multiplayer only. Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah, but from what I understand, 360 is the way to go.
Even
over the PC version.
Yeah, right now it's which is weird. Yeah. But I'm sure they'll just patch the PC version eventually. It'll eventually be the best. But
I'm probably gonna pick it up when it's on Steam for cheap.
That's probably a good idea. I don't know if you'll like it, because it is very first-person shooty.
Yeah, but I don't know why. I loved watching
People play it,
and yeah. that's why I was really interested because I was seriously like on for stream night.
Yeah,
I was like I was chatting back and forth to Jason. I'm like,
he wanted
that
it. Yeah.
Fucking Redbox doesn't have it yet. It's like every other fucking Redbox in the city of Atlanta has it. Why doesn't the one by your house have it? And like the next day I went in and it still hadn't. I went in and checked it still didn't have it. Huh. So it's like the closest one was on Johnson's Ferry Road, which is literally like 20 minutes from here.
Everyone knows where that is.
It's right there.
That's why I was saying it's like 20 minutes from here.
That's in Sandwoody, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Sandwoody? Sure. No, it's in Marietta. Oh.
But yeah, no, I'm
they all blend together, really.
It's all the same shit. It's all Atlanta. Yeah, for a game I wasn't even going to pick up, I'm enjoying it quite a bit. I just hope it doesn't get repetitive. That's the big knock, and most of the reviews I've read is that it's like a 10-hour game. Around hour 7, you don't really get anything new. So it's kind of
rough. Yeah. But,
I don't know. I'm liking it so far. Yeah, that's pretty much it, really. That's what I've been playing. Yeah.
Travis, games go.
I played Dark Souls.
Yeah. I like it. Let's talk about that.
That's it. That's it.
All right.
Chris. Okay. I'm serious. That's it.
So I played Dark Souls, but I'm not going
to. Oh, Jesus.
Let's talk about that some more. Now, I'm still trying to get through Deus Ex, and I swear I'm at the very fucking end.
Are at the end when you told me earlier.
Yeah, because I told Jeff where I was, and I'm literally on this
right
elevator.
Before the last boss.
Yeah, I'm on this elevator, and it says, go find Seraph. And that's
so you found the other guy?
I found the other guy, and I got the silver tongue.
I couldn't find the other guy.
You know, I really like that because that was the only part.
Wait, which other guy?
That was the only part in the game where they don't
really. It's not
really
spoilers.
Yeah. I like the part in the game where they don't really handhold you into saying, okay, you got to go here. You actually literally have to find
it. At this point, there's nothing on your map that tells you where they
are. Exactly. I love that, yeah.
Guy? I got one that was
it doesn't matter if you say where they are because people have to find them anyway.
Yeah.
There's two people you have to. There's two.
Yeah, I found one of them. I found one of them. I actually. When I saved before I got to the elevator, and when I realized that I was about to, you know, it's like you can't go back now. It's like okay, I'm going to shut this up. I'm going to come back and I'm going to go find that other guy.
You really need to find those guys because they do explain a whole lot of the story.
Yeah,
I still don't know what the fuck's going on in that game, but they explain a lot.
Did you guys find the computer in Hangar 18? That's I don't know if you. It's like right before you take off to go to. The island that you're on, there's actually you're in a hangar, and it's when they come
Dave
in
Mustaine
and they
comes
they
out
shock,
starts playing a,
yes okay. and they shock like 8 guys.
Megadeth reference.
It's it's before you go to before you take the shuttle
at,
the hangar
at the
that
end?
You're in yeah that you know that hangar that you're in
at the very beginning where it's snowing and shit.
No, before that, it's when you're in the hangar before you take the shuttle over.
Yeah,
there's a computer in there. And it tells you all kinds of stuff, and you get
I didn't check.
You
that
get out. You get a trophy that says you now know too much or something like that.
No, cool.
So yeah, it's interesting stuff in there. But the real thing that I wanted to talk about, and I've told you two about this, because I had probably one of the most. This is when we had that memorable moments.
Feature
a while back. This is definitely on that list of memorable moments.
I don't know if you should talk about it though, because it is a big spoiler.
It's really not, because I'm just going to talk about the fighting the boss.
Yeah. Everybody's drunk anyway.
So I got to the third boss, and you know, after I started fighting him, ran up to the third boss and shot and used my Typhoon augment.
Yeah.
Right? It knocks him off balance. I broke out my assault rifle, unloaded a clip, went around the corner, and healed up. All right? Turned on my X-ray so I could find out where he is. And I went to turn off the X-ray, and I accidentally hit the Typhoon button instead.
Okay.
Because it's like left or right on the D-pad.
Yeah.
So I hit the Typhoon button again, and I'm like, oh crap! I just wasted a Typhoon. And all of a sudden, when he's in the cutscene doing the Typhoon motion, dude jumps over the wall, and you can see him coming over the wall. He landed right in the blast radius of the Typhoon, and just
like,
fucking dead.
Oh,
I was like, awesome!
Nice.
That is like one of the best moments in a video game.
Hey, that wasn't the one I thought you were going to say. So,
oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I was
talking
about.
The part before that was what I thought you were going to say.
Oh, yeah. I get you. Yeah. The thing I forgot to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. We won't go into that. That is a bit of a spoiler.
That's all we planned? No one played something else new came out this week. I can't remember.
Don't ask me. I don't know.
Why would you know?
No, it's like Spider-Man came out this week.
I really want to try that. No, actually.
Play God of War. It's basically the same game.
Really?
With webs.
I like webs and not chains.
Spider-Man came out. It was Rage, NBA 2K11, and Dark Souls. Those were the big releases and everything.
Okay.
There's some really good under the radar.
Oh, I played the Forza 4 demo.
Oh, I'm excited about Forza 4. It looks really good.
It looks way better than 3.
Did you see that new controller that Xbox has out right now?
Yeah, they're releasing another fucking wheel.
Yeah, what it is, it's a wheel. It uses the wireless technology, but it also has gyroscopes in it and everything. Mm-hmm. So it uses a motion controller, like no Kinect bullshit or anything. But what it is, it's a Formula One wheel and everything because it kind of has that U shape. So when you hold it like that, it has the face buttons on the front and on the back. So instead of using pedals and everything, you can use the motion control, but you can also use the triggers for brake and acceleration. It's a really, really bitchin' accessory. It's really nice. No, it's cool. No, and it works. Jeff, it works.
If you get a wheel, get a fucking brake and a gas.
No. I'm not going to spend $150 on a wheel. That's too much cheddar.
Oh, I did break out, finally, the Final Fantasy IV Complete Collection for PSP.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, neat.
I was pretty impressed with...
How much did you pay for it? I'm just curious.
I think I paid...
They're, what, like 30
less,
or 40?
It was less than
like
20
retail.
Bucks.
That's good. That's
yeah,
good.
It was less than 20 bucks, I think. Loaded on my PSP, and I was impressed that I hadn't played the upgraded version of Part 4 yet, so okay. I was pretty impressed at the new sprite work.
Yeah,
it looks really good.
Nice.
So I was happy about that. Nice. But so playing that a little bit, I wanted to get that some of my PSP games kind of started before I'm going to San Francisco next month.
Still hitting Valkyria hard.
Valkyria, I'm hitting that pretty hard. I think I did about four or five missions this week, and I'm in the middle of one right now.
I cannot wait for the Vita. Because I need Valkyria downloadable.
You do, yes.
I want to play that so bad.
You need to play it. It is such a good game. You realize that I'm in October and I'm at 75 hours from that game.
I'm going to be about $75 in the hole at the end of October. I'm serious. It's so much stuff I want to get.
A lot of good stuff.
Did anybody pick up any of the PlayStation 2 games?
Not yet.
Odin Sphere.
I want to get Odin Sphere.
Downloaded, not played it yet. I've never played that game either. I'm really excited. That's Vanillaware, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I have Odin Sphere, I have Maximo, and I have Ring of Red already.
Oh, sweet. I didn't know that was on.
Ring of Red.
Yeah, Ring of Red.
I'm sorry, did you say Grim?
That just sounds like a bad.
I have that.
Boop reference.
Everything a really good selection of stuff.
Yeah. I really hope they keep that up.
Maximo was kind of an unusual thing to see, though. I don't know why, but it just seemed like it was
being by Capcom. Yeah.
What was the other game? There was one other game that was on there.
Ring of Red, Maximo, Grim Grimoire,
some kind of Final Fantasy game, maybe.
No, these are kind of like Godhand, that's what it was.
Which is a great
game. That's a good game.
I remember the game being brutal, man.
Yeah, it is. It's quirky as shit.
Yeah, it is.
The whole selection is really bittersweet, though, because it's like, I took my fucking emulation away. I own these games.
Yeah.
And,
it would have been cool especially for Odin Sphere, if they would find a way to clean up the frame rate. Because that would have been awesome.
Yeah, because they're direct ports. There's nothing in
there. It's just... You're downloading the game with some emulation software.
Yep. Still, at the same time, a lot of these games are really, really hard to find. Grim Grimoire, Odin Sphere, they're fetching a...
Godhand, I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen a Godhand in my store at all.
I'm not sure how... I don't think Maximo is very rare, though.
I'm probably not surprised about that.
But
Ring of Red is kind of odd.
I haven't seen Ring of Red.
I don't think it's a very expensive game to find, but I think it's hard to find. You can probably find it for like $20-$30, but...
Yeah. Still, I'm intrigued, but I'm like, I don't really want to give.
It's very bittersweet. It's like it's
a cool selection.
I'm gonna be really sad.
How much are
these
going for?
Guys.
Like $15?
Ten.
Yeah. Okay, ten's not bad.
Ten's good.
You can do ten.
I'm okay with that. It's pretty funny too because they just released Chrono Trigger.
After teasing it for like three or four weeks.
Right.
But it's the PS1 version, though.
It's $10 too.
Is that the PS1 version though?
Which the loading's like five.
I don't think it is though.
Which version would it be?
I don't know.
It would be great if it's a DS version because they have the extra dungeons, the extra story elements and everything. They actually changed story elements.
Somebody's like screaming
right
now.
In the DS version of Chrono Trigger, they actually added story elements to make it bridge with Chrono Cross. They did some really cool stuff in the DS one.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I don't know. For me, it would make sense to release the anthology or whatever Chrono Trigger was on.
It was Chrono Trigger and Final Fantasy 4.
It was
4 or 6. It was one of those. It was 4 or 6. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I don't know.
Everybody wrapped up?
I think you guys want to grab some people?
I do, actually. I would love to see. This is a big occasion, but we have pretty much every Indus member here.
Sam, unfortunately.
Chance is the only one who's not here.
But you could be here, Chance. We miss you, dude.
Like an official announcement about Nico. I know people have.
Oh, we should probably.
So, I mean, Nico just kind of decided to just kind of move on, do something else. He wasn't doing a ton, and he felt bad about that. And yeah, he's pursuing other opportunities. He might have some personal stuff going on. I don't know, but he's just kind of he's taking a step back.
Yep.
Maybe he'll be back. That would be cool. We'll see how it goes. But anyway, yeah, we've got three, I think, additional members.
Three other, we other do, members of Indus here. Yeah. So
like official members.
I think I'm gonna get up. Yes. You're gonna get up.
Yeah, I'm gonna get up. I want to introduce everybody though.
Yeah, let's we need to get Nate up here. Nate hasn't.
I would love to see Nate up here.
Nate has only been seen on camera once.
Once
for the industry,
Nate's been writing a lot,
and everybody thought it was me.
Kick-ass
fucking articles. He's been doing a lot of kick-ass edits as well, much to the chagrin of some of our other writers.
You see what that motherfucker said about my review?
Nate's like, oh god, I said
that. He's gonna get a drink.
Another revision. Oh, he's got to get a drink. He's got to prepare. I think he's nervous.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Who else do we have? We've got Aces, of course.
We got Aces. Aces PR, is our
Magnifico. And, of course, my godson.
Running the stream right now.
Mr. Glenn Burgess.
Running he set the up sticks. Pretty much all of the, yes, the he's running and everything. The stream right now. Saved my fucking life. Thank
shit.
You.
He's running shit.
He's running shit.
It's the Running Shit Glenn Show.
Yeah.
I like this. But we've got a ton of other people, too. We'll have you guys on after the break.
Sit tight.
Nate, where the fuck are you?
Hey, Chris.
Come on.
He's been... Galaxy
PS2. If you correct any of our speech while you're up here, I swear to God.
Oh, you think it's going to come?
I just bought Rogue Galaxy. Just bought it. So pretty.
I love that game.
I miss that game so much.
It is such a good game.
I played the first hour of it, and I was like, oh. Yeah.
I
never beat it.
I put 60-plus hours into that game. Didn't feel like it. I loved every second of
and
that
And easily
game.
One really of the best-looking PS2 games. All right,
here's Nate.
In
I'm
the
gonna,
catalog, yeah.
I'm going to pass off here.
You have to tag in officially, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna tag in for, where's Aces?
You need Aces in here? Aces.
All right, Joe's coming in, too?
Yeah, Joe's coming in, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn, you want in?
Wait, all of a sudden my fucking headphone started working.
Congratulations, we now have the two youngest members of Indus on the way.
You said your headset's not working? Yeah.
No, all of a sudden it is working. They weren't working before, now they are. Weird.
All right, first order of business. Still welcome, Nate.
Yes.
Because, you're the newest guy. Good stuff so far. Good edits and everything. Smart stuff and everything. Aces.
That microphone, you got to speak.
I'm gonna say something about Aces and everything. I'm gonna tell you what, man. You guys, if there was like a player of the year award or an MVP for Indus this year, in my opinion, it would go to Aces. This guy has been busting his ass and everything like that.
True story.
He has gotten so much good press and really good contacts and everything with companies. Yep. I would not even think of us even attempting to get.
Right.
And it's been from all of us, dude. Fantastic job. Really good stuff and everything.
Dude, thank you.
Yeah.
So how's that Canada tattoo doing?
it's very Canadian.
Very Canadian. Not that gay, but it's pretty good. I like it.
Can everybody see it?
Probably not.
So what are you, have you been playing anything different that we've been talking about?
Dark Souls.
Oh god.
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
He wants to talk about Dark Souls.
How fucking good is that game, man?
So good.
God, game of the year.
So Nate, what have you been playing lately?
Really? Dark Souls.
You're serious?
Yeah, really, I really am. Remember, I'm the one reviewing it here, so.
Hey Jason, can I tag you back in? Not for smoke.
Does Dwarf Fortress count? Sure. Oh no, I've been playing The Witcher, Witcher 2.0 came out.
Yeah, I was supposed to beat that before I came here and I didn't.
You still didn't?
Oh,
do it?
Yes.
Yeah,
totally not getting a beer for me, asshole.
I'm at the very end, literally.
Well, Witcher 2 2.0 came out and apparently they added a tutorial and an arena mode, which
that's cool.
Half a year later. Here's how to play the game. Awesome.
Exactly, right? But I mean, I don't understand exactly the tutorial mode, but the whole arena mode, definitely. It's totally fun. I mean,
it's like a horror type thing. It's just wave after wave.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. But I mean, the combat in Witcher 2 is freaking fantastic.
It is cool.
So, if you actually know what you're doing, you're going to freaking whip ass, and it has a leaderboard and everything, so you can totally show off your skills.
Do the things you do in the arena mode, like any experience you gain, does that carry on into your campaign?
I haven't tried that yet.
Right.
But I would think it would be separate, just how it's set up, because when you start up, it's like tutorial, arena, and then campaign. So right. I don't know if you could transfer it over.
Cool.
Yeah, probably not. I don't know.
But it's interesting because they have full voice acting and everything in it. They have the guy who voiced Geralt and everything in that.
Really. Have they announced a date at all for? Because I know they said it got pushed back.
Early 2012.
So maybe by end of
January, February.
I need that game. And I need it before Mass Effect. Because once Mass Effect comes, it's over for about a good week and a half, 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, if it comes out a couple months later, you'll be straight.
I don't know.
What, you put Mass Effect like that?
Dude, Mass Effect is it. I mean, I'm trying to propose like a Mass Effect month for like the entire, like for Indus, like Indus Mass Effect month for the entire month of February.
Is this where we
That's
bring
what
up
I want
space
to do.
Racism?
That'll be it. That'll be it. That'll be.
That's like the prevailing.
It's just racism, son, all the time. So, oh,
Jesus.
Welcome to Running Shit Episode 2, where we are just not going to do that today.
So, how do you get here, Aces? You flew in? Drove?
Yeah, I flew a 45-minute flight. No, I drove 6 hours.
Oh, 6 hours? Okay, that's not too bad.
It sucked.
By yourself?
No. I was this guy over here, Tyrone.
Tyrone.
With T-Bone?
Yeah.
And what's up, son? You're meeting up with your...
2 years in a row with Tyrone.
Yeah.
Knocking it out with us.
Your Irrational Passions dudes are going to be here tomorrow?
7 a.m. Yeah. They decided to leave around 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh,
and that is an 11-hour drive.
Ugh. Jesus Christ. Have you met them before at all?
I met Alex.
That's right. Yeah, you did go.
Yeah, he came. He was in Orlando. Yeah. And he came. He visited for the Gears 3 Midnight Launch, which
is
pretty cool. Yeah.
IP Fest.
I'd just like to point out that Irrational Passions podcast average age is probably 13 and a half. And Aces is the Papa Scoops.
He's the Papa Bear, yeah.
Irrational Passions. I'm the Riccio of the Irrational Passions podcast.
He's got his gray coming in, too. Look at that. I love it.
We got a jokester.
So, Nate, what do you do right now? Like, what's your, not in terms of like your actual job, but I mean, like, it is. Because, like, I mean, you haven't really, you've been on the show once before, I think.
Yeah.
You filled in for this guy over here when he was slacking for a couple weeks in a row.
Wait, are you talking about the podcast?
Talk about just in general.
This thing we're doing right now?
Yeah.
You've done it once before.
Yeah, I did it for you. I think it was...
Yeah,
oh, that's
it
right.
Was,
you said it twice. Wow. Memories.
Yeah, because he called me Nate Dogg like 2 times now, and it's starting to rub off on me. You know?
Oh, Travis?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, the real Nate Dogg is gone. God rest his soul.
So I'm the new Nate Dogg.
You're the new Nate Dogg. Okay. It's official.
Well, that's awesome. But so what do you mean?
In terms of like the site, like you're like, what are you doing? Like,
just writing and editing pretty much. And man, that is a trip. Whoa.
Who has
really?
Their phone on?
Really?
Riccio?
Riccio,
you're a dead man.
Oh, that's it. It's your wife.
Oh, shit.
Is it really?
No, I don't know.
You should answer.
Don't say
it.
That shit, dude. That was scary shit.
Riccio, it's your mistress.
No, but pretty much I've been writing and editing. Like, I mean, everything that y'all write comes from me. Except for you. You got your little wife.
Oh, no. Actually, she didn't do it. I wanted to apologize because I felt bad because you sent me some edits and everything. But I was under the impression that you already added the edits, so I posted the show because I thought you added the edits into the site. So I was
this
like,
makes for great radio.
And then, no, I felt bad because I was like, oh, man, he edited my stuff. And now he thinks that I didn't like his edits, so I'm not going to apply them. And he sent me a tweet like, he's like, you didn't put your edits in. I'll do them for you. I was like, oh, shit, I thought you did it already. So I felt bad. No, I thought you did it.
I was like, what the hell, man? Come on. But no, yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, other than like work and all that crap, I've been writing and editing.
Good shit. Good
yeah,
shit.
It's fantastic.
What do you do, Jeff? What are you doing in a show? What do you
did drink and talking to microphone.
Yeah, drink and talking to microphone.
And win at Mortal Kombat.
And win at Mortal Kombat.
Man, you know what? That's a little crap. I've been rocking some Dead or Alive 4. How about we go over there and finish that?
Yeah, okay. I can mash like a motherfucker.
We got a little beach volleyball going on with the Dead or Alive volleyball?
We're doing 4.
Do we have like a schedule for like questions on Skype or anything like that, or are we just going with it?
We have a schedule.
Do we?
A schedule?
Yeah. All right. So should we tag in some more people? Should we bring in some more internationals? Let's get Jack Bauer up in this shit because
I want to say that
take my spot.
Jack Bauer has been following our show and website for years. He's probably our like number one fan.
He called me and talked to you.
Thank you.
They're your
people that are listening or watching because we did like a Bauer raid to get him here. And you guys fell through, and cheers to all you guys, seriously, that put in to get this guy here. And he is here. I would have nothing in my drink, but I would drink to that. So, Jack, you're
terrified.
What do you mean, Jeff?
Sorry,
Nate,
man.
Just surprise me. Just like a sailor and something.
All right, buddy.
Thank
you. You're in the hole. There we go. We're on the same page. Just piss.
So, dude, first time flying, first time out of off your continent, out of your country.
Yep.
Meeting a bunch of people you don't know. How did customs go for you?
Poorly. But you go through passport control.
Okay.
But then I start asking questions about how I paid for it. And then I told them that I didn't, someone else did. And they kind of took me into another room with a load of dodgy looking people. I just sat there for an hour. Then the desk at the front, they called me up. ask the same questions and start saying, who are you staying with? So I say, it's Jason. And I start asking, like, what kind of friend he is.
He's expecting to be like, oh, yeah, Jason. Yeah, that's right.
I start asking her what kind of friend he is. Not in that, no, they ask it normally, but you know what they're trying to get at.
Yeah.
Tell him he's got a wife. He's like, ah, yeah, that's surprising. About 10 minutes later, finally got out and met.
Did you say how many minutes later?
About 10 minutes after they called me up to death.
Oh, okay. And that was after about, because we were there, well, Nate, Lisa, and myself were there. I think your flight was coming at a certain time. We were about
utterly terrified.
2.5 hours, maybe? We were waiting there for you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And literally about 20 minutes in, we were joking around. Like, Nate was like, I'm pretty sure he got pulled over and got gloves. Like, and it basically, that was pretty much what happened.
Pretty much, but without the gloves.
Oh, they touch your butt?
A little bit.
Oh, that wasn't really. I want to know.
He's been getting his ass touched all along.
Then you get to the part where they search your suitcase. The guy's there. He asked me the same question about how I'm paying for like people online. And I was like, oh yeah, that's fine. He don't care. He likes World of Warcraft.
He asked
me if I played it, and I was like, yeah.
Not really.
He's like, you know, you should listen to Interactive Distractions. It's a really good show.
He's like, he's a massive comic book fan, so when you open my suitcase and a bit of Batman flash.
That is strong.
Straight through. Nice. No gloves.
Good shit. And this is awesome. I saw this picture on Twitter. Lisa had this sign made for Jack at the airport. That is the greatest.
Oh, is that what you were holding up the airport?
Yes.
It
was awesome.
2.5 hours.
So we got a lot of compliments on it, though. A lot of people wanted to know what it was.
A lot of people were walking by.
Everybody that came up there like, awesome. What is that, Bauer? Batman? What is that?
It's got to be Andrew Thomas from England coming in here.
And I think it was Jeff that said, I think, you know, our luck, it would be that Jack would be the only person that didn't see the sign.
He'd come up behind
and that pretty much almost happened because we weren't paying attention when he came up the escalator. And all of a sudden we hear someone go, well, it's about time, and we're like, who the fuck said that? And he's right in front of us. So we, like, totally missed him, like, the big reveal coming up the escalator, and I just,
You wanted to see him, like, raise slowly from the escalator?
Like,
oh, it's Jack!
What Jeff was saying, he wanted to stand on the other side of the escalator, so he looked down to see if, like, Jack was just chilling out there or something like that.
Because we were surprised, we were pausing, he was like, I think this is the bottom of the escalator, just waiting there. Anyway, radio, it's all, like, inside shit. But how are you liking America so far?
Really? Where's my Nerf gun? Can I have my Nerf gun?
All right, can I get you to do something right now?
Yes.
Can you get up the peanut butter, please?
Oh.
You want the creamy or the crunchy?
The creamy.
Yeah. This is all American.
Now, for people who don't know Jack Bauer, he tried peanut butter the first time in his hometown. And hated it.
But it was crap British peanut butter, right?
So we are convinced it was crap. So anyway, how can you hate peanut butter?
This is all American. I mean, this is what this country is built on
peanut butter. And a spoon.
That's how our economy's held together.
All right, here we go.
Do you have a drink?
Can you not make a face like you're making a poop? And basically, there you go.
Come on!
It's all pasty and sticky.
Well, then eat the peanut butter now.
It's like glue.
I know, isn't it great?
Well, you did like the Reese's peanut butter cup, so.
Are you?
All right, so we'll get him some water or fucking tea or something.
Give him some milk.
Give him a crumpet.
You brought some Tetley, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this guy sent me imported me over some fucking tea, some Tetley tea. It's really good shit. Oh, wow, I think he's going to
buy it. You don't like it at all? You're not even like on a sandwich, like a crumpet.
I'm gonna have some of this. I don't know about you guys. If you had it with some apples, man, that shit's amazing.
Mm. I'm glad.
No, I'm sure it's amazing.
I don't know back on there.
So Bauer, have you been playing anything interesting?
Dark Souls.
Yeah, exactly.
What have you been playing, man? Oh, that's good.
That's Reese's peanut. Oh, he did like Reese's peanut butter cups.
That's the Reese's. It's peanut butter cereal, basically.
Who thinks that?
What? He needs a drink.
Oh yeah, sip it. But yeah, so there we go. Thank God there's video on this.
Hey, drink this all the way down. It's tasty.
No.
He did like.
I don't want to put that back in the peanut butter.
So, Jack, seriously. Before you choke and die in peanut butter and Jason gets arrested.
Did he try the Reese's peanut cups?
Not.
He has.
Yeah, he likes
them. I could eat them.
Oh, I'm sorry, people. Those are nasty. Those are gross. I don't like those.
But, Jack, what, have you been playing anything interesting? Or anything that hasn't been said?
Supersonic Acrobatic
Battle. FIFA 12 or anything?
I honestly cannot remember. No. Not FIFA, though.
Cool.
Power dish.
These were really good, actually.
I will say that Jack did join us with the trivia last night for the nerd trivia at Battle and Brew, and he had one or two wobbly pops, tries, I'd say.
Well, I had a thing of cider that Jason bought me, and Fluffy, whatever he is,
and if
kept filling up my pint glass with Newcastle.
And how do you feel about that?
I drank them. It does prove not to, but
so yeah. That's like England's Bud Light, right? Newcastle?
I have no idea.
You have no idea?
But it's not tea.
It's not tea?
No.
That's true. It is not
tea.
Yeah.
You want to take a break?
Anyway, Nate, you want to say anything before we take a break?
No, not really.
You sure?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
You don't want to like, correct our pronunciation of anything or nothing like that?
Well, it's pronunciation.
Oh, well, there you go.
What a dick.
Fuck off.
Oh, don't do that. It's a fucking asshole. All
right, cool. We're going to take a 10-minute break. Be right back with some more internationals and just talking shit. And take phone calls for this?
Yeah.
Phone calls?
Yeah.
We're going to take out the Skype calls and shit like that, so it'd be fun.
And welcome back.
You welcome back.
Hey, all right. Someone had to say it.
Nice.
We got a couple of stand-ins now. We're going to be talking about IndusFest a little bit, just getting comments from people who are here. We're going to take some calls, get some comments and suggestions from you guys that are watching on Justin TV or Twitch TV or whatever the fuck they call it now. So standing in right now for Jeff is Mr. Tom Mace.
Hey!
Hey, guys.
Otherwise known as Mad Scientist. And you are now officially a doctor.
I am a doctor. I am officially a mad scientist.
Congratulations, yes,
thank you,
man.
Thank you,
that's
nice.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Amplify Gamers is going strong.
That's right. Can I just say that the first time I started watching Indus was your 52nd episode that was live.
That was him, too.
That was my first episode, too.
Yeah, and I remember Mr. Jeff Chorney in his Batman mask being streamed, and the Indus girls being on the stream, taking over during commercial breaks.
Best part of the show.
The Angels, yeah.
That was pretty awesome, I got to say. That was my first time watching you guys, and yeah, it's three years since, man. It's awesome.
Glad you're still listening. Thank you.
Yeah.
Shadow Hato's joining us also.
Yo, yeah.
He flew down kind of last minute, and he's crashing here at Jason's.
Indeed.
So that was kind of a last minute decision, and this is kind of big for you, man. So a couple weeks ago you were on the Goo.
Yeah,
it was your
yeah.
first time on a podcast, and you were on a live show.
Yep.
Now you're sitting here at the table with us. Your second time on the podcast,
upgrade.
And it's a live
way,
show.
Way better podcast than that other one. Way better.
Scott's in the chat, I think. So, we love you, Scott.
Love that guy.
That's cool.
Love him.
But yeah, so two podcasts, two live shows.
Making the rounds, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're a vet. You're a seasoned vet.
I wish.
Tell me about your trips down. How was your trip down?
I drove down. It was about 9 to 10 hours. I drove down
Ooh,
yesterday.
That's not too bad.
Not too bad. I have a car, so it's nice. Been driving around the new Aussies. Been good. Been driving down Sangrita and Fluffy Nuts. Been driving them around town.
You're their taxi service?
Basically. Although I heard they got a limo yesterday, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, Michael had a limo. He probably had strippers in it. You know, it's the way he rolls. So, but cool.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
And you know, you flew down. It was pretty much last-minute decision. Came in today.
Yep, just came down this morning. Was greeted by TSA with having to be searched. No. Yeah, thankfully it didn't get that far.
No gloves.
No, I got searched because I had a Street Fighter TE stick.
Oh, yeah.
No, that every single time, they searched me big time
for MGC
last year. Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever I have a stick in my bag,
they do the parathema thing where they put the little
check for bomb residue
to make sure that someone didn't set them up the bomb. It's important, you know. So
it's like, yep, good try. I'm just a geek.
and the guy that was
I'm not
checking
smart
the bag,
enough for that. So
yeah, the guy that was checking the bag actually is this a Street Fighter stick?
Like,
yeah,
it's like, hey, all right, at least he knows what it's for. That's awesome.
For Tekken.
Come on, nobody actually plays Tekken anymore.
Hey,
Tekken Bowl maybe. Tekken Bowl is pretty fun.
Cool. All right, so you guys are both here for IndusFest for the first time. So
first time, yeah.
What are you looking forward to? What do you guys want to happen? You know, that kind of thing.
I
want to
drink a lot at Battle and Brew.
That's going to happen. Hey, did we mention that shit? Battle and Brew is doing. They're going back to what we did in IndusFest 1, and they're doing $2 pints.
Ooh.
and $8 pitchers of Newcastle. They got four kegs.
There's a reason why my hotel is in walking distance. Not safe walking distance because there's some highways. But well, I'm going to walk.
Stumbling distance.
There's a bridge over the highway. You're good.
I've walked in more dangerous places drunk. So.
Could sleep in the back.
You are from Buffalo.
You could sleep in the back of Sean, Sean, who's the owner of Battle. But you can just sleep in the back of his hearse if you want to.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, you might fit in the purse, not me.
No, hearse.
Oh, hearse.
Yeah. I'll fit anywhere. Ask my wife. It's fine.
Oh, wow. Oh. That could be taken so many different ways.
That's the point.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Nate, what about you, man?
He's here for the street fights.
I'm
for the fighting of the streets.
I heard there was a tournament.
A little bit.
I flew down just for the Street Fighter tournament.
Yep, just came down to represent Wisconsin and bounce. No,
you're not going to embarrass us like MGC, right? Just
ooh.
No, I'm just kidding. You were awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
That was pretty awesome.
We were pulling for you at MGC, man. We were like, I really want Shadow to win.
Yeah.
You know, if we're gonna drop this stick, it needs to be on a listener. And he got so damn close, man. That was such a great.
I was
ending.
So devastated.
Yeah. But it was an awesome fight.
I was so devastated. I wanted to win so bad just for Indus, just so that a listener won, and yeah, it didn't work
out.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Kind of lost.
You put up a great fight. Yeah. It was a really good fight. I was watching. There were a lot of those moments. So that's pretty awesome.
But yeah, I'm really here just to meet everybody and hang out, and like you said, the wonderful host Jason and his wife. The A Strikers.
Can we comment on how many people are fucking crashing in this house? I mean, it's
million.
Like
22.
Jason and Lisa open up this house every year for people, and it's like, and I like first year I did, but now I've got a kid, so it's a little harder to do that. But I mean, you're staying here. Jack is staying here. Glenn is staying here. Jeff's staying here. You're staying here, even though you live. It's locally.
Oh, no, bullshit. Okay, aside from this moment right here, all they do is talk about, Travis is in East Bumblefuck. He lives in the sticks. But now I live close. Eat a dick.
Compared to everybody else who's staying here, you do live close. So you eat a dick.
When he was explaining that on the way back from the airport, that's exactly what he said.
I said East Bumblefuck.
This,
that's right.
This exit is Jason's, the next one is mine, and Travis is off in East Bumblefuck.
It's accurate. You're in the East.
Can I say Atlanta? Atlanta traffic fucking sucks.
It's terrible.
It's awful. I do not. No offense, you guys. I don't want to live here. This traffic is awful.
Traffic, yes.
It's bad.
Yeah, it is.
It is pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
Cool. So we are. We're ready to take calls if they want to call in. I know, but I'm just in general while we're swapping people in. Not just yet. All right, we'll get there in a minute. So. All right, who wants to swap in?
I'll tag out for whoever wants to come in.
We gotta get the Aussielanders in.
He's gonna get in first.
Oh, and Glenn's gonna come in. All right, cool.
Maybe we'll get out and get the Aussies in after that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Hollis, we'll
make our rounds.
So, talk to him about video games.
Video games.
How are you liking Deus Ex, man? I mean,
I
we talked
it,
about
dude.
A little bit. I mean,
fucking love it. I've been talking about it for the past like four
weeks.
I know, man.
I haven't got to talk to you about Deus Ex.
Okay.
How awesome is that game?
I am absolutely fucking loving it, man.
Dude.
It's easily on my game of the year list this year.
It's
pretty much it ranks up there with what we how we define
game,
a terrible
was,
distraction.
Was it on
it's
your
like,
radar at all?
No.
No,
was no, it was yeah, awesome. Not at all.
That's when we had not the sleeper all. When we did the sleeper hits show, it's like this is
this
one
is
of
like
them.
Blade Runner, this is sci-fi, this is like everything I really
it's,
fucking
it's
love.
Very,
everything.
It's very
and the first person and like the cover system works beautifully.
Yeah, it
like,
works
yeah.
really well.
Like if you're gonna do with it, it's awesome.
I haven't played it.
Oh, yet. You
got
to play it.
You need to play it, man.
Sorry. I knew, you're right.
I got
it. It wasn't on my radar at all either.
No, seriously. Oh. It was like out of nowhere. And I bought the game based solely on Jeff's suggestion. Because when he was talking about it on the show, I was like, all right, I'll buy it. You know, what the hell? I think I had reward zone points.
I got it for the day it came out on Steam for
$35. Nice.
And there was like a deal on this weird European gaming site. And because it's only through Steam, the game, the download code is on Steam.
On this weird European gaming site, bangbus.com. Great. Great deal.
Hey, they might have my credit card information, but I got the game. It doesn't matter, whatever.
Glenn, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I've been running around for the last 3 hours being Jason for
running shit.
Thank you.
So, stunt yeah. Jason. That's
I was stunt Jason. That's exactly what I was. So I've been doing that. I actually took a shower like 10 minutes before the podcast started.
Your hair is still wet.
I got food just now. What's that?
Your hair is still wet.
I know. It's not wet, it's hard. It's weird. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know what's coming out of that shower, but it's not water. It's odd. I don't recommend using it. But yeah, just kind of hanging out. I was here for a total of 8 hours before I was hungover. So that
Cheers.
Was
sounds
that was
about good. Right.
I came from the airport to Battle and Brew,
and
drank two pitchers of Newcastle, and ate half of the ultimate final level.
Okay. No. That was
I ate Chris's food first.
Yeah. somebody ate half of my ultimate pizza grilled cheese. Is what
happened. Yeah. That was between me and Jeff. I think it was a little bit of teamwork. We actually rooted you on to do one more song so we could eat your food. Yeah. You were getting ready to get off the stage from Rock Band, and we're like, "Oh, one more song!" And then you started singing. We immediately ate your food.
Oh, I didn't actually. I don't even remember you guys doing that.
Yeah.
Maybe I was that drunk.
It's a sign of that night.
Okay.
Came back here, fell asleep, woke up 3 hours later, felt ridiculously hungover.
When I got here this morning, you looked kind of a little rough.
When you got here, I was good.
You were good? Oh, you must have been.
He always looks
I was
like
in
that.
A bad way. Yeah. No, I normally look like shit, and I look like much more shit.
You didn't have a rape basement.
I did not have a rape basement.
Yeah, that's fine.
They don't have many of those around
There's
here.
No basements.
No,
there's basements. You just have to... You have to find houses on the big hills.
Oh.
And no, seriously, it's like the houses with basements, they have hills. So the basements kind of like go into the hill, but they come out. So it's like it's actually like a story of the house. That's what's weird.
So other than that, I actually came here from Pennsylvania
because
I had a job interview.
That's awesome. Doing what?
I did. Yes.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh. So,
where in Pennsylvania?
I had no idea.
It is Wilkes-Barre around there. It's kind of northern central-ish.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. So, like, if you were to take, like, here's Philly and here's Pittsburgh and draw a line exactly between them and then go up.
That's not where the office shit is it?
Actually, the place I looked at an apartment was in Scranton.
It's Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, right?
Isn't Wilkes-Barre is about, minutes south.
Yeah. Someone in my lab is from that area. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've looked at a job there that...
other mad scientists?
I think the interview went really well. So, fingers crossed. I'm hopeful.
But I'm waiting for my reference call, dude. I'm hoping they call me.
They should. Yeah. They said they were going to be calling
me. Oh, Glenn, that guy's an asshole, yeah.
Yeah, you want to hire who?
Yeah, expletivedeleted.com.
Shut up. Do not do that.
Go listen to the last couple episodes.
I've actually made a
phone number
to
is...
Google search myself to make sure that show does not come up on a Google search when you look at my name. Last thing I need you to
Good.
See. Locked my Twitter accounts, made my Facebook account private. Do not need to know the kind of shit that I say in my off time.
Yeah.
It was actually nerve-wracking. I haven't had an interview in about 7 years.
Oh, wow.
But I've just been doing what I've been doing. So, like, you know, I'm like, yeah, I got an interview. And then I've kind of sat and went,
oh, shit,
I have an interview. How's this working,
I know that feeling. I
packed two suits with me because I wasn't sure which one to wear.
Yeah.
Hey, you ever see my cousin Vinny? One of them might have ended up in the mud or something.
Oh, awesome.
You never know. But it went well. It went well.
Good.
So,
congrats, man.
Awesome. Did that. Hopefully. Looked at an apartment that hopefully I'll be able to move into and be good.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I wish you the
best
of luck. You'll
be farther away from the Indus guys.
A little further away from the Indus guys. A little closer to you, though.
You'll be definitely closer to me.
A little closer to you. A little closer to my Canadian brother up there.
That's right.
Over on my laptop. Who's not paying attention.
Closer to the moose.
He must be on Twitter or something like that.
No, I think he's talking to his girlfriend in chat.
He's running shit.
No.
One person.
That's an awesome episode. I gotta say. You
thank
two.
You, everybody else hated
I was just
really?
Gonna say at least one person liked it.
I enjoyed both Travis and Jeff on their running shit. We need a part two.
Thank you.
Of running shit.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh no. It's yeah. Now know, he pays attention.
It's good to know at least one of those downloads didn't come
I did
with
what?
Buyer's remorse.
I got lots of emails from that episode that said I want my money back.
wait until our next podcast we're doing it's for guys growing up into the adult age. It's called Broing Up.
Oh, I saw that tweet. I saw that one. That's nice.
It's not bros anymore.
We're not doing that.
The new thing is to just call them all Paul Walkers. There's a gaggle of Paul Walkers walking by. I don't even know what to do with them.
I love it.
All right, we're gonna bring on the Aussie Islanders.
Aussie Islanders. Thank you very much.
Apparently, I'm
sorry. Oi! Apparently, after he goes into the refrigerator and gets another drink. So, Glenn!
Just don't hug me, bro!
That's all I care about!
I cannot.
That's enough. That's good. You can scoot back.
I like my ribs exactly where they are and exactly as many pieces as they are now. So, if you could just stay over there. So, anyway. What's going on, Chris?
Dude, shit's happening.
How is it having all of these international folk here?
I am ridiculously humbled by...
Did you know Jack Bauer literally jumped into my arms and wrapped his legs around me last night? My first experience meeting this man was getting humped at a battle under my
head. Well, he's English, so...
Is that a cultural thing?
I think
do I just not understand it? If you go...
Isn't that a cultural thing, Jack?
If you go to the UK, does everybody just hump each other hello?
Is that how that works? Yeah. Happens in the streets. You know.
Wow. I just happened to notice there's a couple of very large men that joined us to our right.
So here we have Sangrita and Fluffy Nuts. And what just happened? No, I have no sound.
Somebody stepped on our cord, yeah. I think.
I blame Jack.
We probably got unplugged.
It was a pommy guy.
I have no sound in my earphones.
Come out to Atlanta and you just break shit.
At the floor, got unplugged.
That's what I did.
So we'll write this time down. Oh, wait.
Yeah. We'll just edit this out, guys. Don't worry. It's not live. Anyway.
We'll edit this out like Amplified Gamers does.
No,
oh, wait.
So we have to my right directly is Sangrita. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
And to his right is Mr. Fluffy Nuts himself.
G'day. I am good.
That wasn't any language. That was nothing at all. Let's try this again. And to his right, we have Fluffy Nuts.
Hello, guys.
There we go.
I want you to say, hey. Guys, this is Fluffy.
I've got to give him fucking character here.
Say something about rolling
take a drink. Just take a drink. Take your time.
Hey, it's Fluffy.
I was on a boat, and I went down on two chicks.
Then I came to Atlanta, and I hit on this freaking dirt sneak. Oh, my God.
And he holds a goal at 2 a.m.
Oh, God! I guess when you're in the O3C, over 300 club.
This is Atlanta. Don't you all have like six toes and shit?
You know, he was depressed because he went to the movie theater to go see 300. He thought it was a documentary about his people, but no. Fortunately, it's about Spartans.
All right, so Sangria, let's start with you, man. So, is this your first time to America?
No, okay. I've been to LA quite a few times with my family.
Okay,
it's the first time by myself and the first time on this side. So
LA's better, huh?
No,
no. Okay, cool. how was your trip over?
It was bumpy as hell. 12-hour flight to LA.
And then LA's another 5 hours over here.
Yeah, it was four hours over the way, and that dragged on a bit.
Yeah.
So that was. I was glad to get here. I was glad to drink.
We are glad that you guys that both of you came. And I mean, it's seriously, for you guys to come all the as far as you did to come to IndusFest, it is an honor for me. It really is, because I think it's just fantastic that we finally got a chance to hang out with you guys.
And we got to see Bauer.
And you got to see Bauer. That's true. How was your trip?
My trip was fucking fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah, I got bumped up to the premium sheets.
Oh, really?
I got to lie down.
The girl you made a battle in front of.
We were just talking about her.
We don't talk about her anymore.
Yeah, now it's the waitress at Taco Mac.
We were just talking about her in both of her heads.
Can I go back there?
We can go back
there. Taco Mac or Battle and Brew?
Both.
Both?
Yes.
But, so how was your flights out?
Oh, flight was great. Got one of the big fancy seats with the buttons that move you. It's like I got to lay down and shit.
Oh, that's good.
And free drinks the whole way up.
Oh, so you were in like the business class area.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice. Business class is awesome.
It's fucking fantastic.
When they offered free drinks, I don't think they counted on Fluffy. Being on
no,
his
I don't think they did
either. The whole way through.
What was that?
Wild Turkey and Coke the whole way through.
Jesus. They served you. They probably served you like a dozen of those.
How
things,
long is that flight?
About 15 hours worth.
How drunk were you when you arrived?
Very drunk. I landed in Texas, so.
Fairly inebriated.
You're still pretty wrecked when I met you.
the battle number.
I'd have to start all over again.
It's
hard to tell with him. Sometimes he's stone sober, and I swear he must be drunk with some of the things he's telling me about how to pull a Spider-Man on a girl. I do not understand.
We're doing more of the inside jokes.
The
we need to watch this.
These
are all Tampax.
What's the seagull about? Could you explain that to us?
Oh, God.
Okay. Takes prep work.
By the way, just real quick, if there are any small children in the room, I'd recommend putting headphones on them and turning it up. Go ahead.
Okay. The seagull is when... Oh, fuck. Yeah, okay, I'll say it anyway. When you have a go with yourself and you keep it in your hand, okay, then get in the car, go for a drive, and throw it out of car and yell, seagull!
So there's a fair amount of prep.
The prep work, yeah.
Okay. It took 2 or 3 minutes of prep work.
If you have a driver, it's better.
A solid 45 seconds of prep work.
If you have a driver for it, it's better. If you do it yourself, it's a little hard, but it's doable.
And you know this for a fact, right?
No, somebody told me.
When referring to the seagull, can we keep away from phrases like, it's a little hard? Can we just cut that out? That'd be great.
Don't worry, it's not hard when you've done it.
What are you guys hoping to accomplish here in America?
I want to root Travis.
You want to what now?
I want to root Travis.
You want to root Travis?
Where is Travis?
You need to break him in half.
Right down the middle.
I'm planning on taking down Indus one at a time. Jason's already out of the picture.
Glenn is next.
Glenn is affiliated with Expletive Deleted. No longer affiliated with Interactive Distractions. I've been meaning to turn in this letter of resignation. Really funny story. I quit.
But you guys are going to rent a car after and supposed to go down to Florida, right?
Yep. Yeah. We're heading down to Florida on Monday, and we'll be back Thursday afternoon. And then we've got Extra Life next weekend, and then we're back home.
Wow. Guys, you're joining us for Extra Life, too. That's awesome. Yep. So
you're going to hang out with me when you're down in Florida? You should be out my way. You'd be like 35 minutes away from where I live.
Yeah, we're going to hang out.
All right.
We'll go to strip club.
Here's the thing. There's a strip club by my house that advertised, we have 20 beautiful women and 39 beautiful legs.
Is that like chopped off? Let's
just let that sink in for a minute. Now, I'm not sure. I don't know if that means there's a one-legged broad. I don't know if that's what that is. If one's got like an elephantitis leg. One really gorgeous leg. And the other one just she's wearing a pair of fat shorts that are hanging out.
If they come out on like a wheelchair with a stump and do like spinnings around, does it still count?
I would imagine if they have a stump that's not a leg. It's a stump. So, sure. I don't know.
You know he's coming now, right? He wants to go to this club.
I want to see this.
You don't, I promise.
You saw who I was talking to the other
night. Yeah. He's got you there.
That is true.
He's got you there.
There's also a zoo by my house, speaking of which. So if you really wanted to, we just skip all the foreplay steps. You can just go hug yourself a goat and be fine.
What do you think I am, New Zealander?
Oh.
Ouch, man.
Listen, I'm American, so to me, you might as well be a New Zealander. It's all the same.
I take offense to that, sir. Very racist.
He's going to break my ribs tonight.
Yeah, we're going to get hugged soon, so you better watch
out. Don't hug me.
What was it that Jason said to the nurses in the hospital?
Oh.
Here comes Jason.
Coming in to fill in this part of the story.
I cannot believe how many times today I have had to tell somebody that I was hugged violently by a very big Australian. I believe the nurses had to bring in their friends just so I could tell the story because they were laughing too hard to relate it to them.
Jason, did you not have to write an email into work stating,
yes,
I cannot come in because?
So, funny story. Last night, I was violently hugged by a very strong Australian. I think something's broken.
Give us a hug.
No.
Yeah, about that. No. Well, hey, I tell you what. I think we need somebody else on here. I'm going to step up.
Cool. All right. Who else we got?
I think that's it.
I think that might be it.
Is that everybody? So it's time to do
everybody
back in and do
some
Skype calls?
Yeah.
All right.
You talking about
5 minute break?
5 minute break. Then we're gonna come back and do some. 5 minutes really means 15. So we'll be back in like 15 minutes.
get your Skype fired up.
You are. And we are back.
Hello. Thanks for tuning in.
before we go into Skype calls, we're going to go over a few more of the things that we're doing this weekend.
Fuck yeah.
Lots of shit going on. So tomorrow, we're doing game show trivia.
We are, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do, it's going to be trivia about gaming. We're going to do a little bit of Retroids slash VG Evo trivia, as well as Indus Podcast trivia. So there's going to be some of that. We're also going to probably do the final level challenge tomorrow.
I need to
get an email into to the guys and make sure that they are prepared for that. Get a head count and all that good stuff. And the Rock Band Score Chase will start tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes, and depending on the amount of people who enter the Street Fighter tournament, it might start tomorrow. What? Depending on the numbers.
What? Yeah.
Definitely sign-ups tomorrow for sure. And all this is going to be streamed, by the way. So if you are tuning in tomorrow night, Saturday night, we're streaming pretty much everything. Yeah. As far as I know.
We're going to be flipping between a lot of the tournaments
and stuff, yeah.
But for like Friday night, we'll be doing a lot of we're going to stream the trivia,
mm-hmm.
right? And then after that, it'll probably just be wandering or something. I'm not sure how we're going to do that.
I want to talk about the tournaments, can we?
Yeah, that's definitely what we're doing.
So Saturday,
okay, go ahead.
Saturday, we're talking about we're doing tournaments,
right?
And pretty much each one of us is running one, right?
Yep.
So we'll be doing running the Rock Band. So, Jason. You have the fighting game.
Fighting Armageddon. Game Armageddon.
Wow. Oh,
hell yeah.
All right, this is actually the third year running. Last year we did it kind of after Indus Fest and everything.
That was fun. It was good.
It was a great time.
I don't know if you guys have seen The Wizard by chance.
I've never heard of it.
Where it's just like a bunch of mystery games. I think it was
Use
called,
the Leaf.
I think it was video game Armageddon. This is fighting game Armageddon. Now bear in mind, it's not actually like fighting games. We've got some head-to-head stuff. See, we're not going to have any Street Fighter.
So what games are they going to have? What games are you going to be doing?
It's a mystery, Jeff.
Oh, shit.
You don't get to know, Jeff.
That's not fair.
Well, I'm not participating. But rest assured, I think anybody and everybody. We did that last year.
That's right.
Anybody and everybody will have a chance.
Jason.
Yo.
Fluffy says he'd just like to fight Jeff. Can you do that?
Oh, goddamn. Why do you spoil the finals for me? Damn it.
T, I love you.
But yeah, we've got
to know that now.
Remember me?
We have some fucked up prizes. Can I show off one of the prizes?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Totally, yes.
Oh, did ridiculous. You get it? Did you get it in?
I got something here. Hey, Tom, can you reach in there? No, right around the corner there.
It's a big hug certificate from
Closer,
Fluffy Nuts.
Closer this way.
Okay, I'll
take
a
hug certificate.
Warmer. Got it.
All right, this is actually going to be the second place prize. It's very small. I know you can't see it on the stream, but there's a depiction of
who, Travis's wife?
Here, let me hold it
of Ryu.
Seriously,
having sex with Chun-Li. So I mean,
nice.
If
very,
you need
very
to step
violent
up your game,
sex.
It's actually Street Fighter like, Viagra. Really?
Oh, wow, really?
Where else but fighting game Armageddon can you get that?
And this is going to be going on Saturday.
This is going to be on Saturday, correct.
Cool.
So, all right, so that's one. What else do we have?
We got
Portal 2.
We got
like
the Portal 2.
Like a score/time
Glenn
chase.
Yeah,
it's going to be a time trials
co-op.
And co-op time trials, and Glenn's going to be running that.
That's yes. Correct. We have Gears of War.
I like this.
We're going to do Gears of War. Gears of War, what's going to happen? It's going to start off as a two-man on insane difficulty, horde mode score chase.
Insane difficulty.
People are going to be in two-man teams on horde, and you got to get as far as you can with the highest score possible. The two-man team that ends up having the highest score at the end of the score chase is going to face off 1v1 for the title in a best of seven match for the Gears of War Tournament Championship.
You will be fighting your partner.
Yeah, so choose wisely. You want to choose someone who is...
There can be only one.
You can choose someone who is good at Gears, but do you want them too good? That's the question. So pick your partner wisely.
All right, so we got Portal 2. We've
got
Gears of War.
We got the double elimination Street Fighter Tournament.
It is double elimination.
It's going to be double
elimination. I thought it was going to be single
elimination. For the singles, it's double.
For singles, it's double elimination.
Okay.
Then after that, we're going to do a team Street Fighter thing, similar to what we did last year. It's going to be a little bit changes here to have the teams more balanced. Also, again, depending on how many people enter. That one, there's no prize for that. That's just going to be bragging rights.
Bragging rights.
The prize for the Street Fighter tournament is actually a signed art by Joe Ng. And I don't know how you pronounce his last name. He's from Udon.
Udon, yeah.
He did some of the HD work for Street Fighter HD.
Gorgeous stuff. It's a really, really nice print.
Yeah, I got that at when they had the Comic-Con thing in Toronto. So it's pretty cool. So that's the prize for that. And, dude, Anatech, I'm sorry you're not here, dude, but I was almost going to write on it, to Anatech, love Indies.
Now it's going to be to Nate from Indies.
Nice.
That's the main tournament. Oh, Rock Band.
Oh, yeah, Rock Band. So I'm not saying what song it is yet. But you guys will have to play, have to have a band of four. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what instruments you play, as long as it's a band of four. And you can do the score chase multiple times, as long as, you know, you're not up there the whole fucking time. You can't do it two times in a row, that kind of thing. So there's going to be some sort of cool off period.
Is that running Friday and Saturday?
It's going to run Friday and Saturday.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
But it's going to be on medium. You have to play the game on medium.
It is a score chase on medium
because it has to. You have to give the chance to everybody. So
right.
All right.
Medium. Medium.
Expert. One more announcement right now is kind of bittersweet actually for the Indus family.
Oh shit!
And for all the listeners who have been with us since day one, it's fucking amazing, but at the same time, I actually might cry. But I'm gonna let Jason talk to you guys. This is pretty big.
So what was it, like 1 or 2 years ago at IndusFest? I said that I was gonna be kind of stepping down to, you know, off the audio show, to kind of focus on video stuff. And you know, since then we've been putting out a couple of reviews here and there. We've been doing the Indus stream, which has been really successful and really fun to do. And
I have a blast with that.
It caught the notice of a potential employer, actually.
Potential?
It's a done deal. So I am officially going to be leaving Indus, I guess, but I'm going to be moving to Minneapolis, Minnesota. I got a job at Game Informer magazine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll be doing video work there.
For the digital.
Yeah, for digital, like, Game Informer.
They're pushing online. A lot of big stuff for the digital Game Informer.
Yeah, exactly. And all the video stuff they've been doing is maybe going. Thank you.
Yeah, so we're pretty much co-workers. Jason and I are officially going to be co-workers.
Officially co-workers, technically.
Yeah, whatever, Travis.
But yeah, this has been in the works for almost a year. I interviewed right before IndusFest last year. And everything was up in the air, and it's been back and forth emails. I got flat out turned down once, but I kept bugging.
You kept at it, man. So aces, stick to it, buddy. Keep your dreams.
Yeah,
they can come true.
Yeah. But yeah, so this is a big. I mean, it's a really good move. It's a dream job. It's closer to my kids. I mean, Lisa and I are like scared as hell, and I am gonna miss you, motherfuckers. It's tearing up time. I'm going to miss you motherfuckers an awful lot.
You're going to do fucking awesome at that job, Jason.
I hope so.
You're going to do awesome.
I'm going to try and fucking knock it out.
You're going to still see us a lot.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
And you're going to be living more north than I am. I got to drive up to visit you.
But I really got to thank everybody who has been, you know, tuning in and listening and pushing us, you know, because if it wasn't for you, I would have no motivation to do this. You know, if there wasn't encouragement from everybody, I would have given up. So, I mean, thank you guys.
Congrats, Jason.
Oh, boy. All right.
Someone get this man a tissue.
And at the same time, goddamn you for leaving.
Can we have a moment of seal?
So enough of the depressing stuff. Well, I'll be starting pretty soon, I guess. I guess my first day is on October the 31st, so it's coming up real quick.
So before that, where's your Toy Soldier review?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so about that. Shut up, Nate. You'll get it, damn it.
Awesome.
I think that's all I got, I think.
Skype. Well,
Jason, I personally would like to thank you because Indus would not have ever gotten off the ground if it wasn't for you.
Very true.
So, you know, it is very bittersweet that you are, you know, leaving. And, you know, you are always you are always gonna be a part of Indus whether or not you're doing anything. So
I could ever give up control completely. My perfectionist bullshit.
So, you know, but I mean, I think I speak for everybody in this room, everybody watching, everybody listening, when I say congratulations, good luck.
Yeah,
we know you're going to do great.
Definitely.
Thank you.
We love you, man.
Thank you.
All right. So,
keep Indus Jason as a Twitter tag.
No, it's going to be GI Jason. Yeah.
Somebody already fucking took Jason. That. I wanted it. Somebody's got it.
Oh, damn.
Stupid shit. What's that right now?
You could do GI J Strike.
Yeah. Ooh. Very tempting.
GI Strike.
Cool. All right, let's take some Skype calls.
Do it up.
Yeah. So if you guys are out there, the phone number is disconnected because, like Glenn, I did not pay the bill. but you guys can, actually get us directly by checking us out. Interactive Distractions, all one word.
Oh, lowercase.
Had to do it one
more
time. Had to do it one more time.
Gotcha. We already have our first
can
call.
I get a
holy shit, are you serious?
We actually have our first call, second call, third call, and fourth call.
Holy
we're only going
to
do one.
All right. Hello, you're on Interactive Distractions.
Hey, welcome to Indus. Who dis?
Buzz.
Hey. If you're listening on your computer, turn down the volume on your computer.
Or just mute that bitch.
Mute it up.
Hello?
10 more seconds, talk!
Where's my drink?
Hello, Mike PSN08? Yep.
Alright.
Oh, yeah, kill that one.
All right.
Next. Joseph. we got one.
Alright.
Who is?
Hello, you are an Indus. Who's this?
I think I've talked to you guys once or twice before. I'm not sure.
Hey, Torgo.
Hey, Glenn. What's up, dude? Glenn.
That guy.
Oh.
What's up, dude?
How you doing, man?
Not much. I don't know what mic I'm hearing you guys on, but I can barely hear. I think I'm on a laptop mic or something.
We'll talk louder.
It's possible. Hang on a sec.
Okay.
We got a producer on that bitch.
Right.
You can just fix this in post, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. Audacity does wonders.
Well, anyway, congrats, Jason. That's very, very good news.
Dude,
very,
thank you. Thank you very much.
Very, very awesome.
Yeah.
And now I understand why you've been talking to Phil Kohler so much lately.
Well, you know, he came down here and he actually went to Battle of Brew with us and hung out with us for a while.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
That's
completely by chance. Yeah.
Yeah, it's completely by chance because he was down here visiting someone. And he said, hey, I'm going to try out this Battle of Brew place. Anybody tried it? And
I'm like, dude, you got to go to Battle of Brew.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I bought him a couple drinks and I may have kissed up to him.
No, I didn't.
And actually, throughout the entire interview process, I didn't even mention Phil Kohler. I'm just like, I didn't want that. Anyway.
You just wore shirts. Yeah.
You don't want to mention his name. I think he's a pariah there.
it's funny. Yeah, one of the guys that interviewed me there, he's like, so you know Phil Kohler? What? Oh, I love that guy. how was it hanging out with him? I'm like, you work with him. and I'm like, I didn't really know him beforehand.
Yeah, well, if I would have known there was going to be a Gears of War tournament, I would have came down.
We would have done Killzone, Torgo, but there's no split screen for it.
Yeah, there is. What are you talking about?
Well, cool, man.
Well, very cool. Congrats on 200, guys.
Hey, thank you. Thanks, man.
You just hit 200 a few weeks ago,
no,
right?
No, it's been several weeks. He's on 230 something now, I think.
Right? Really?
I'm editing 236 right now.
There you go, 236.
Way to go, Travis. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It was 6 months ago, dude. Couple weeks? Right, Glenn? Couple weeks.
Yeah, when that? Yeah, it seems like a couple of weeks.
Speaking of a couple of weeks, man, you guys are knocking out the donations for Extra Life.
Yeah,
oh,
no shit.
Yeah.
So why don't you pimp your shit for Extra Life? Because you guys have a ton of shit going on.
All right, I got to find the webpage. We just crossed 2,000 today, I think.
Wow.
Damn.
Which I think was like the goal for the entire team.
Yeah.
we're just going to kind of
You know,
kick
the
back.
Funny thing about that is, though, the reason that is... In the previous years, whenever one of the other players would put their goal in, it would raise the total team goal.
So we'd have like
so
an
when I was talking to Terry about it, I said, "Well, set it low, and then we could adjust it or whatever else." And then we set our goal at 12,000 because last year we did I think 11,200 for VG Evo North,
which is amazing. By the way, that's really really fantastic.
Well, you know, we had our goal set so low last year. I think we had it set at 4,000. We busted. I think we doubled that before we even started last year.
Yeah.
Shit.
So well, you guys had a shit ton of stuff in your raffle last year too. Mm-hmm. You guys are getting like tons of support from publishers and stuff, right?
Yeah, it's been almost makes you cry a little bit, honestly. I mean, you get shivers whenever you talk to these people because they're so open and they're like, "Oh yeah, whatever you want. Here, take this." And last year though, it was a lot of I went to PAX. I brought home a ton of swag, all those Killzone 3 packs and everything else. So this year, we've really been focusing on trying to get bigger prizes and just kind of make them a little more worthwhile, trying to get some really unique stuff. So, like, I think last year we had like 112 prizes or something.
Jesus.
This year we're trying to do a little bit lower. So we don't have that many prizes, but we just found out Monday Astro Gaming is going to give us a total A40 wireless headphone set.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Eight, yeah. Did you say?
What's that?
How many?
Just one set
of
them.
Eight, I'm A40s. Like eight. Yeah. I'm like fucking.
No, he said A40s.
No, the damn. A40s with the wireless and everything on them. So beautiful. It's like $350 right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Guys, I'm gonna be donating to a PS Nation for
that. You can win. I can't even win this stuff.
And you guys
it's
one
really
of the
exciting.
Edition.
We got that Uncharted 3 Collector's Edition that's gonna be signed.
Nice,
badass.
You guys have one of the special edition kill zones with the actual glowing eyes, right?
You know what's funny? We just got an email while we were recording last night, and they're sending us 20 more.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, if one falls off the truck by some chance.
Well, actually, I already got their permission, but we're going to try to save a couple for MGC this next year.
Oh, nice.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah, good deal. Awesome. Good deal.
Yeah, those were good gifts last year at MGC. That was cool.
Only 20? That's the set.
That's all?
Nice. It's been really kick-ass. I mean, the other one that we haven't announced yet because we haven't gotten them yet, we don't know how many we're getting, but David Jaffe IM'd me a couple days ago.
Are you
and he's
going to
send some... I wish. We were actually trying to get a build for the debug so we could stream it, but they don't have one that's ready.
Oh, okay.
But he's going to send some Sweet Tooth action figures, and he's going to sign everyone.
Oh, that's cool. That's
sold.
That's pretty cool.
It's for the kids.
Yeah, it's for the kids, man. Definitely. Yeah.
So we have some participation.
I told him about it.
He didn't
believe it. No. Yeah. And then we're getting some Battlefield stuff, but we're going to find out next week because the guy's in Sweden right now. So.
And then Scott's making you guys a kick-ass stick for the highest donor.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Crap. We're hopefully going to have some pictures on Sunday, it sounds like, but I've seen the design that he's using. Yeah, it's really bad.
It's Chun-Li again, right?
No. I'm very shocked. And also, you know, it's not just PS Nation in this. You guys just mentioned the Goo. Welcome to the Goo is a part of our team. ChrisMarpyGamer.net is coming up. Those guys have really... They got this huge pack of East stuff from XSEED. I mean...
Nice.
It's a bunch of stuff. And then... I don't know if anybody heard it, but like back when I was flying back from GDC, I ended up sitting next to the lead level designer at Raven, which is down in Madison.
Is he on your friends list?
No comment. He's a great guy. He's been there since they started. I mean, he's been at Raven Software for like 17 years or something. We got them so enthused about it. They're actually, Raven is going to do Extra Life as well.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's good for the kids.
Very cool, but I'm very excited. I kind of want to get it over with too, because it's been so much work, but
yeah.
I can't wait.
Should I tell Glenn when I'm sending him, or should I just send
him? No,
just keep it a surprise. Okay, I'm going to keep it a surprise. You have to wait.
Travis is sending me something.
I got something nice, bud.
It's not that picture that you just showed to the camera before, is it?
What picture is that? Yeah, it's autographed by Indus. That's just for you, killer.
All right, cool. Well, Glenn, thank you for calling in, dude, and we wish you the best of luck on Extra Life. I know you guys are going to raise a lot more money, so.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
Take care, easy guys. And again, congrats on 200. Nice job.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Take care.
Have a good one. And Jason, don't forget, you're only about 2 hours away now, dude.
Yeah, I know. Man, fucking MGC and the Basement Bash for days.
Well, and also, you know that I have a lot of games at my house and stuff, too. And,
oh, yeah, that's right. I'll see what I can do.
Take it easy, guys. Have a good night.
Bye,
guys.
Take care, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Glenn, from PS Nation. So we have the lines open.
No, we don't.
Never mind.
Never mind. We got one up here.
You do like us.
Hello, welcome to Indus. Who this?
It's amazing how you get a little popularity and then someone like Game Informer recognizes you.
That's true.
It's amazing, right?
I don't know. It's Mike O'Hara. How are you guys
doing? Hey, Mike. Mike. How are you doing, man?
Okay, Mike, I got some beef. This is like 3 years running, so you're going to be in this fest, and you're not here, dude. I officially.
Well, he's got a new PC to build.
Right. I know.
Priorities,
things,
man.
You know, the canned air is fucking expensive.
I actually have a legitimate reason. My transmission in my van broke down yesterday.
No excuses.
$1,700 to fix.
You knew that 2 months ago?
This is in this fest, sir.
My college exams are next week, too.
Does that man have Windows? Or no?
What?
It's all good, man. We know
we
that you want to be here in heart.
We still love you.
Hopefully, with luck, me and the wife will make it to MGC. With luck.
Nice.
Good deal.
So what's happening with you, Mike? What have you been doing?
I've been playing Rage.
You liking it?
How's that working on PC for you?
Are you playing it on PC?
It's working pretty good. I had to, since I have the equivalent of God's Gaming set up, I cranked the texture map up a little bit and runs really well, surprisingly.
Are you running into any of the issues that that have been publicized out there right now?
No, and that has been primarily on the ATI card. So sorry, Jeff.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. I got on through setting getting on PC because buggage.
But to
ATI's credit, they've released two new driver updates that have supposedly fixed the problem.
Nothing gets me more hard than
driver.
Yeah,
that was like almost on launch day. But yeah, they were taking care of that right away. I like to see that.
Yeah.
2.3. Well, I mean, that's another benefit to PC gaming.
Yeah. I mean, you have a big game that comes out and something's wrong, and they turn around and you know, fix the problem.
We got hot fixes, quick, so as opposed to going through Microsoft's, bullshit. Yeah.
Surprisingly, I got to meet John Carmack this year at QuakeCon.
QuakeCon, that's awesome.
Was he as dreamy in real life? Or
yes,
yeah, cool.
I'd take a shot.
I gotta go to QuakeCon.
John Carmack. Dude is like my hero. Seriously,
really? Did you freak out when you met him?
Did you say John Carmine?
Carmack?
Carmack. Oh, okay, I thought you said Carmine.
He's cool too.
Did you pee your pants when you met him?
Close. Not really.
Not really.
Not really. Just a little bit. Is that kind of a tiny tinkle?
Do you tell him what Doom
3
sucked?
I was like, oh my god. All my favorite games.
Well, cool, man.
Anything else?
No, other than my Xbox Live account got hacked.
How does that happen?
Oh, yeah.
Someone get your password.
Check this out. I came back from the midnight launch for Gears 3 at my GameStop.
I bought the
console.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to bed at 2:30 in the morning. I wake up at 7 o'clock. This motherfucker has stolen $100 of my money.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
And bought, a bunch of Microsoft points.
Mm-hmm.
So I call Microsoft up, bitch at them, saying, I need this fixed immediately.
Oh, that's
They're like, it's going to take a month.
That's ridiculous.
What? That's ridiculous.
I've had nothing but headaches whenever I had to try and fix something on my Xbox Live account.
Their customer service is not very good when it comes to that shit. So,
yeah, I know. The last time I called Imram from America, just really, his customer service was bad.
So you're probably better off calling your credit card company and telling them that you know.
Probably so. The credit card companies are quick to fix your stuff.
They're pretty good with hardware stuff, though. They have that down to a science, probably because they've done it so much.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Mike, did you find out what games they bought? I'm just curious.
Bulletstorm, Resident Evil 4 HD. I had a list. Then I got locked out of my Live account.
Oh.
Entirely.
Well, at least it sounded like they had some taste. That's kind of cool, right? positive spin, Mike. I'm trying to. You helped out somebody way less fortunate. They must have really needed those games to survive.
It was anonymous.
Right.
But why did they have to take my money to do it? I don't understand. That I will never understand.
Oh, no, they're douchebags. We're not going to deny that. Yeah.
We have so many Nerf guns pointed at us.
I know. Yeah, we're actually – that's why we're kind of standoffish right now, because we have guns pointed all directions at us right now.
Oh, boy. Anyway.
Hey, Mike, we appreciate you calling in, man. I hope you get a chance to make it to next year's Indus Fest if we do this again.
Or MGC.
Oh, by the way, before I go, if I get my gamertag issues resolved for Extra Life, I'm doing runs through Gears of War 1 through 3 for the 24 hours.
Oh, cool.
Cool. Nice. Yeah, we actually have someone who might be joining us that's doing the same thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty awesome.
Happy 200 episodes, guys.
Hey, thanks, dude.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Take care.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
I'd like calls.
So the lines are open. Hey, all right. The lines are open now.
They're no longer open.
They're not
open
anymore.
Let's
try this again. Take two.
Hey, this is Indus. Who this?
Hello. We hear static and air.
Hi.
We can't see sign language on a phone.
Hey, who's this?
It's B-Wrong.
B-Wrong!
Hey, there he is.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Philippines in the house.
I was the one who was calling in first, but I don't know what happened to my mic.
Oh.
That's all right. We can hear you now.
New button. It's dangerous.
Oh, you can hear me now. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, we can.
Congratulations, by the way, for the 200th episode.
Thanks.
And I don't know if ever I need to yes, I need to congratulate Jason for the new job, but I hate him to see him permanently leave.
Trust us, we hate
him. It won't be permanent. If he's allowed to, he's welcome on the podcast anytime he wants to.
Yeah, I know he'll be able to come back. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This is not going to be the last time you see him on Indus, I promise.
No.
Yeah.
We won't let him leave. We seriously, he tried to once already, and we didn't let him leave.
They will not let me.
He gave me his letter of resignation. I said, no.
Tore it up.
Not acceptable.
He laughed.
Tore it up, and I shoved it in his mouth. I said, you are not allowed to leave.
He's not talking about the paper.
Hey, I'm still here.
Hey. So what's going on, man?
What are you playing? What's going on?
Just finished Shadow of the Colossus while I'm
on. Nice. So good.
Good shit.
How do you like the HD version?
It's good, man. Even tried the 3D having it on 3D.
Like I said, the 3D's not bad. It's just that when the Colossi start trying to shake you off, like the 3D kind of gets off kilter a little bit. But like when you're just standing there looking up at a Colossi, it looks gorgeous.
Try it, motherfuckers.
Okay, there are more Nerf guns coming out. This is bad.
Yeah.
It's just,
dude, you
shoot
me, you walk home.
Hey, we got a caller. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, dude.
Hey, Travis, just wanted to thank you for helping me decide in buying the TV.
Yeah, no problem, dude. At all. Yeah, B-Rong and I have usually every Thursday night when we record, B-Rong's there about once a month. He's there about 30 minutes before we record, just ready to talk and everything. I see that. What's up, dude? And I'm like, oh, what's up? And yeah, a few months back, he asked about some 3D TV questions and everything. Well, I'm glad you like it, dude. It's cool. It is still a little gimmicky. Like the best thing about 3D TV right now is like if you have on your PS3, the Blu-ray 3D movies are fantastic. They look really really good. So I mean that's the only part. And the porn, the 3D porn, cock right in your face. It's
actually converts,
Jeff would love it.
2D movies or porns into 3D, so it's just fine. But I'm having fun with it. I never regret buying it because it's a big ass TV. But we just bought Dark Souls, and we only got the regular version
because the
collector's one wasn't available yet.
Well, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. The best thing about the collector's version is the box itself. Everything else is digital. Like I was really disappointed when I opened it up and there was a card there for the digital strategy guide. I was actually kind of pissed off when I saw that.
Digital strategy guide.
Yeah, because Demon's Souls even gave you an actual book, right? It was a book. I don't know. I didn't look at it because I traded it right to you like 24 hours later. So
you know, if you check out Game Informer online, Phil Kohler,
their digital version,
wrote a nice little newbie guide.
If you go to your local GameStop, Power Up Rewards, you can get your digital copy of Game Informer with videos from Jason A. Stryker coming right to you.
This is getting bad now. We gotta stop.
I feel dirty.
We have a
already.
GameStop here, but they don't know if it's connected to the GameStop in the United States.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's different.
Are there assholes working there?
do they ask you to pre-order something when you walk in the door?
Yeah, the pre-orders are still there. So that
are they 5 foot two?
4. Who's counting?
Anyways, just want to congratulate you guys before I go to sleep and go to work later. And again, congratulations for the 200 show.
Thanks for sticking with us for so long, man. You've been listening for so long. We appreciate all
that. He's good shit.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
I'm sorry if I haven't written in anything because it's still the same problem. Every time I'm going to write my email, I'm going to realize it's already Friday.
Hey, the only person that can fix that is you. So I'll see your email next week.
People keep telling me.
I'll probably miss it anyway.
I'll probably miss it.
People keep telling me to get the question of the week topics up on Retroids earlier. I'm still working on that. It'll happen eventually, maybe.
We usually don't know the question of the week when we record.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
That's the problem.
So.
So question of the week. Pause.
What are we doing on Sunday?
I'll paste it in on Sunday.
All right. Thanks again, man.
See you, dude.
All right.
Have a good night, man. Or morning, or whatever time.
Yeah. We can now accept calls.
No. Okay. We got a couple Indus questions here that we did not answer.
We have a call.
We do have a call?
Oh, okay.
The what?
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
I have.
It's JG92.
JG! Yeah! How you doing, buddy?
England representation.
What's going on?
JJJ.
What's going on?
Whoa.
Turn down your stream.
Yep, turn down the volume on your stream.
Okay, got it.
All right, there you go.
What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hanging
good.
In there. It's got to be pretty late for you over there, right?
We're pumped. We're drunk, I think, and we're talking about video games and talking to you guys. So yeah, we're good.
I'm glad it's not. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Same here.
So what's going on, man? What are you playing?
Well, I'm playing FIFA 12 right now at 22:05 in the morning.
Wow.
22:05. What is that? Like military time? Is that weird? Spaceman time or something?
2:25.
No, 4:40.
It's like 10, right?
Oh, 4:40.
What's that work out to Celsius?
Dude, FIFA.
It's about $2 American.
FIFA sold, had like.
It's a
oh, huge.
It sold, had like the best launch in game history or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Like 3.75 million copies in like a weekend or something like that.
Oh, it's huge, man. Like, actually, my GameStop has a really big Spanish community.
Yeah.
And they eat FIFA up.
Yeah.
Like, eat it up, man. So, I mean, we were really busy for that week. Yeah.
That's cool. You playing it a lot? How's it? How do you like it?
Way better than the second one. The last one, sorry. It's the fact that it's got Ultimate Team on the disc is just, it just eats up all my time. I've got no time for university.
I gotta ask you a question. How many times have you scored in the game? Because I played this game. I played about 4 or 5 full games. I scored once, and it was by fluke. I cannot score in this game.
I'm like high school all over again.
Jeff was very popular.
Oh, well, I've just finished one match and won 7-1.
Oh, wow. He's a baller.
What are you, like Barcelona versus Team Canada?
No, Newcastle.
Oh, shit. Not the same shit.
There you go.
Cool.
I need
fun
a beer.
Game. I'm just thinking it at it.
We are out of Newcastle, unfortunately.
Go ahead, everyone does. I was just going to say one thing about Extra Life. I was thinking about picking up Madden 12.
Hey!
On the stream.
I'll play for 24 hours straight with you if you want to. No problem.
Hey, I love Madden 12.
Isn't it good?
So you like the hand egg?
You like the football?
You like the foosball? It's cool. Oh, so yeah. What is your draw? Because, I mean,
yeah, what is your draw to it?
What is your draw to it? Because, like, I mean, it's generally kind of seriously disliked.
Sick roster update.
It's usually seriously disliked over in Europe and everything. So what's your draw to it? Why do you like football so much?
Mainly my university. My university has a pretty good football team there, and I really want to go try out, but I actually can't right now due to medical reasons.
Oh, medical reasons. That too. Well, that's my medical reason. Well, yeah, because us white people are not too good at football.
Fucking racist.
Joe Montana says, what's up?
Fucking racist.
I'm talking about myself.
I don't think your color is.
I was so nervous to call in to this that I had a little pee come out and sound like that.
It happens. You're not the first.
Yeah, but Sangria knows how hard that actually is for me right now.
Oh, wow.
That would have worked better if Sangrita could have heard that, but he can't right now. So,
JG's giving you props.
Yeah, well,
giving you a shout out.
Well, we'll have to play some Madden sometime soon, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Good deal.
One last thing: has Sangrita been shouting out very many? That's what she said.
Not
no,
yet.
I don't think he said one yet.
Honestly, he's actually been pretty reserved.
Up,
yeah, he's been pretty reserved.
We haven't heard that many "That's What She Says" from you lately.
I've thrown a couple last time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes it's hard for him.
And
no,
that's what she said.
That was your cue.
On a T.
And set. Oh, he loves.
Hey, Jake, thanks for calling in,
no,
buddy.
No,
And thanks for supporting us for so long, dude. You send in a lot of content, and you interact with the show a lot, and we appreciate that.
And give a pimp out to your podcast that you guys just got started.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. We are the Opposite Sides Podcast.
Yeah.
We're on the other show's part of Retroids. We are opposites.com. It's me, Mark Sangrita, that's over there with you.
Yep.
His buddy, Nigel. Lord of Valhalla, who's also on Retroids, and also Big City 3. So,
hey, so I like to call it Who's Talking Anyway, because it's a whole bundle of accents. And it's confusing as shit the first time. And I was like, what? Who's talking right now?
Hey, you know what I sound like now, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I got it down pat now, for sure.
Can you actually understand me?
Sorry, what?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Well, yeah, totally.
Yes. Nodding.
I know you took that seriously there.
Yes, I love cheese. It's delicious. I'm sorry.
Thanks. Okay. All
thanks, right, Jake.
All right. That just got weird. Hey, Jake, thank you for calling.
And congratulations on the job, Jason.
Dude, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll make you guys proud.
I hope.
Please do. God. I'm going to try.
You better.
All right, man. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Uh-oh.
So, I have a random question for you guys.
Oh, shit. Wait, is this a random question from Aces High?
Yeah. Live.
We haven't. I don't think we've had one of these since last Indus Fest.
Since we officially brought him on.
So, what would you rather be mauled by a bear or trampled to death by puppies?
Oh man, trampled to death by puppies.
Seconded.
Because that is like the cutest death ever.
I expected a hug by Fluffy in there somewhere.
Yeah. Is that an optional third, a hug by Fluffy? Because I'll take that, because there's more love in a hug from Fluffy than being trampled by puppies. Because puppies really don't care. Right?
Yeah. I'll take them puppies, man. I'll be the first to say it.
Pups.
How many puppies?
Enough to kill someone.
How many is that?
That's a lot of puppies. That's an absurd amount of puppies.
Sure, puppies.
Are the lines open?
Yeah, but Jeff, you had...
We had some Indus questions here, actually. We got a couple hangover from last week. We got one here from, well, Navishin just making a comment. If your supervillain name is Pyro, does that mean you can control fire?
No.
No,
of course not. No. Actually, here's one
only
that...
Only if your arms are on fire already when someone asks you the question.
This one's going to be tough because we're live in this shit. Jason obviously can't answer this question, but it's actually from Jack Bauer, who's actually here tonight.
Ow!
He says, can any of you spell Jason's surname without looking first?
Ooh, I've done that before.
So you can't do it. You've known Jason too long. I definitely can do it.
I can do it.
Can we pick someone out who's watching, actually, to come up here and spell Jason's last name?
I had a doctor actually at the hospital today walk in and say, he pronounced it correctly, and right, I just looked at him stunned.
Really?
How the hell did you know that?
anyone want to take a stab at it? A striker? No one? No one wants to take a stab at it?
Nobody.
Well, it's... Okay. Glenn.
O-E-S-T-R-I-C-H-E-R.
Yes. Incorrect.
E-I.
E-I.
Huh?
Incorrect.
E-I.
It's E-I.
E-I. E-I. E-I.
Yeah. Close enough.
I before E except after C end in my name.
All right, Sangrita, you may as well ask us live, but he's saying that.
I wanted to know that last week.
Yeah, I know. We didn't do any questions last week, though.
Well, let's not point out. We're asking the question.
Well, what was the question?
The question right here is... down here, Corona is considered a top shelf import beer. What is its status like in your two countries? Corona. So you order a Corona. Is that like a
Corona? It is
mid range.
Well, actually,
yeah,
no. They,
I wouldn't
they,
say it's high tier around here.
No, it's not high tier at all.
Okay, here's mass produced domestic beer in America.
Yeah,
Corona.
Yeah.
It's just probably the same like that.
Because it's
because they give you a lime sometimes.
It's like a fake import too, because they actually brew that in America though. So it's like a Mexican beer, but it's like brewed here. So it's
here's wine coolers. Here's Corona.
He was at the same level. Just so you know.
That's all the Indus questions. Really
we have a call? All right, well, that's all the Indus questions we had, so let's take a call.
Calls.
Hey, welcome to Indus. Who this?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
I hear an accent.
It's Nobushi.
Nobushi.
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, it's the black accent.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
Fucking racist, god damn it.
What's up, now?
Hey, guys, I just got picked up by Irrational Fashion, so we're all getting ready to go down there to end this like right now.
Nice.
Awesome.
I also like being driven by a 13-year-old.
I just got finished freezing my ass off in Walmart for about 2 hours just sitting outside. Just waiting.
Sorry.
So we actually had – you got to relay this joke to them because we actually have a – we have a little thing going right now that's the new name for Aces. He is the Papa Bear of Irrational Passions. He is the oldest member of Irrational Passions.
Are you serious?
Yes. He's a whopping age of 20.
He is the Papa Bear of Irrational Passions.
Papa Scoots.
Wow.
Aces. Wow. Apparently, Aces is the Papa Bear of Irrational Passions.
You're the oldest.
Toby says he's not.
Yeah. No, because he's the oldest. Not that he's. Yeah, you got to explain that to them. Yeah. They might not get it.
Hit the jack, man.
Hit the jack. Well, here, pop the Tony
Pat. All right, so Navishin, what are you guys up to tonight then? They just pick you up. You guys are heading to your hotel or something like that?
Yeah, we're about to leave the Walmart.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Pick you guys up some Nerf guns while you're there. You're going to need it.
Oh, man, I was going to bring mine from the Heroes versus Zombies games, man.
That's not Navishin. Who's this? Right,
this is Tony.
Oh, hey, what's up,
Tony? Hey, Tony, what's up?
Hey.
Tony Stark.
This is Tony Stark.
So what's up with you guys? How long have you been on the road?
We actually legit got on the road maybe about 2.5 hours ago. Even though we were trying to leave at 7, it ended up being 9.
You're just a little bit late.
Just a little late, yeah. Plus traffic, so, you know, it's not too bad. I'm going to put on AL Fighter for you guys.
Okay, cool. All right.
Elf. All right. A1 fighter.
What's up?
Steak sauce.
What's up, Alf?
He's the boss.
Yo.
Not much. Driving.
Yeah? You're driving and talking to us.
We just picked up Namishin, so.
Sorry, are you not driving now?
No, we just pulled over at a Walmart to pick up Namishin, which is kind of ironic if you think about it.
Was he out of do-rags?
No, but he has a baseball cap. Are you wearing a do-rag under that? He said maybe.
That's a yes.
Either way, at this point.
I gotta protect myself. It's gonna be black people
here. There's too many black people there. So, hold on. You know what? You can talk to him yourself. I'm sorry for this cluster fuck. Jason, though, sorry. I wanted to say congratulations, and can I still come visit you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Please. Well, I mean, I'm kind of moving soon, but, you know.
Yeah, I realize I might have that. More expensive trip to go see you now, but I'll still do it.
It's just mine. But yeah, I'll be living with a roommate. You guys know Ricky Duty?
Duty.
Eamon? Mr. Eamon?
Yeah, Eamon. I'll be staying with him for a while, so.
And that's until you guys get.
And he's ethnic too. It's totally cool.
Yeah, he's French, right?
Yeah, French or something or other. He's a mutt, really. Ricky actually, his English, not his first language, but he took me to a Mexican restaurant one time. He is a motherfucking pimp.
Spanish?
Yeah, it's amazing. He's like suave and cool and stuff, which is...
So what happens when he's talking
I know. I love you, Ricky. I don't know if you're listening, but I love you. Yeah, surprising stuff. So you guys are like in town now, right?
No, they're in Virginia.
You're in Virginia. Okay.
Yeah. We're in Richmond. They just picked me up.
Gotcha. I understand now. All right. Thank you. Dude, I'm excited to see you. We need some quality time because I missed you last
month. And,
dude,
we need our token black guy.
Exactly. Ninja's token. What up?
Ninja's token.
Yeah, man.
Hey, are you guys going to make lunch tomorrow? Are you going to be in town for in time and get enough sleep?
Yeah.
It should be, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, more likely we'll be there around, like, maybe 6 o'clock at the latest. And, like, I'm pretty sure Alex is going to get some sleep, so he'll be driving the most. But, like, I'll be awake. I'll probably be sleeping in the car most of the time since I'm cold as shit and I'm about to pass out right now.
Did you say he's going to be sleeping the most and driving at the same time?
No, Alex will be driving, sleeping probably when he gets there. But I'll probably be there with you guys because I'll probably be sleeping in the car because I'm cold.
It still doesn't sound safe, but good luck. Good luck.
We got a drink waiting for you when you get here, bud.
Yeah.
Several.
Just one. Blowing my eyes.
Oh, fuck. Damn it. I had $5 for Jeff that I owed him from NGC because he bought me a drink and I really wanted to pay him back and I kept forgetting to give it back to him.
All right.
I'm sorry.
me too. You remember?
Awesome. No. We'll see you guys tomorrow for sure. And Alf, don't crash your mom's car.
All right.
Super pumped to see you guys.
All right, man.
Take care.
Love you guys.
Love you too, bud.
Later.
All right. You guys want to do say one more call?
Sure.
Yeah, if we got one, take it. If not,
yeah. We're going to do one more call, and then we're going to call it a night, I think.
Yeah. We got some drinking to do.
So line is open, and we'll just wait for Glenn to point over and say, hey, we have a caller.
Anybody. What time are we setting up at Battle and Brew tomorrow?
Six is it?
So, yeah, well, six is when we're going to start. So
that's like door open, but I don't think shit's going to like start.
Oh, like actual start. Okay.
No, yeah, until like 7 or something.
Yeah, probably. It'll work that way.
Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock is set up. Yeah. So I'm going there at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Then I will be there along with you.
You got
Hello, right. This is Indus. Who this?
This is Animated.
Yeah! Oh, boy!
Indus Fest?
Indus Fest! I can't wait to do an Animated Fest at some point. When are you going to get your ass out here, man?
Oh, I can barely hear you guys.
Turn down the volume on your computer.
Well, I did that. I can still barely hear you guys.
Okay.
Can we get an oh boy?
Pretend we're saying
oh boy.
What's
if
going
I
on?
Ever make it to Indus Fest, I hope you guys have some lasagna sandwiches.
Lasagna sandwiches?
I've never some had one of those, Twizzlers? But that sounds terrific.
Jeff knows what I'm talking
oh,
about.
Oh, yeah. So. Pizza Twizzlers?
Nah. Okay.
We got jokes. We got jokes. Okay, cool. I understand.
So what's up, man? What are you up to?
Not much. Just so glad I'm done with school, so I'm looking for jobs and stuff like that.
Oh, did you really? Graduate?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Congratulations, congrats, dude.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
What was your degree in?
Computer science.
Yeah, man of my own heart.
Oh, boy.
It is kind of rough for entry level out there right now, but keep at it.
Yeah.
Keep at it.
Yeah, that's what I have. I don't have much experience, so I'm going for entry level stuff.
Yeah.
GameStop's hiring. Seasonal.
Keep reaching for the stars, and someday you too can fill out a GameStop application.
Oh, yeah.
I got to say, that was a little jarring. If people don't know, GameStop actually owns Game Informer. Like, they're the publisher. Very, very, like, hands-off.
Very
they're like
off.
A distant mothership, but still it was a little weird filling out a GameStop application.
Oh, you really had to fill out a GameStop application?
Yeah, for real.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. Free employment.
I didn't even fill out a GameStop application.
Oh, really?
I didn't.
Damn.
Yeah, that resume was so thick. It's all interactive distractions, and they were like, boner time.
Done.
Get this guy on.
Sealed the deal.
Right. So, Anima, what are you playing, dude?
Before the show started, actually playing Odin Sphere.
Nice. Yeah.
You picked it up on PSN, yeah?
No, actually, I've had the disc for a long time.
You were fucking PSN.
Yeah, you're fighting the man. I like this.
Problem.
Cool.
So, okay. Do you have a backwards compatible, or are you playing on your PS2?
Yeah, I have my PS3.
There you go. Fuck them.
Cool. You bake some good stuff.
Dear Sony.
Yeah.
I got your bad idea. Eat a dick.
Did you play a ton of Odin Sphere before?
Yeah, I knew the whole inventory management thing, but the frame rate thing was
terrible.
What stopped me.
Same here, man.
Really?
Yeah, it gets.
I was okay with it. Really I don't know.
Bad.
Like it just reminded me of like old 16. Yeah, and I just dealt with it. But
yeah, for me, I didn't mind the frame rate issues as much. It was all the inventory management for me. It was just
was,
too much.
That was a bunch
just
of shit.
Too much.
Agreed.
So
that's too bad. Well, hey, Animate, are you going to be tuning into the stream and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, obviously, cool. You're here for this one. But, yeah, we're streaming both Friday and Saturday.
Lots of stuff going on.
Whole lot.
Yeah.
We'll totally watch.
Dude, we got to get you out here soon.
Hey, Animated. Dude, Modern Warfare 3, we up, dude?
Yes.
All right. I'll see you there.
I'm getting day one on 360.
Yeah, I'll do 360 with you.
Yeah, I bet you will.
Well, no, I'm getting it for free.
Very cool. Well, hey, Anime, thank you for calling, man. We really need to work on getting you out here for an Indus Fest one year or something.
Absolutely.
Animated lead.
Yeah, so I'm glad Jack was able to make it.
Yeah,
it's been awesome.
Too.
Yeah,
he's been having a good time too. So he's here until.
If I couldn't make it, I wanted to make sure that he made it.
Well, we thank
good,
you for helping
you
us
for
out,
that,
dude. Really,
sure,
really, thank you.
And he thanks you as well. But he's too busy burying his face in crumpets.
I told him to write a speech for tomorrow. I don't know how well it's. No. We'll write a script for him.
There you go. There you go. And we'll put in some embarrassing things to say in there with it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Cool. You might want to just come up with your own, dude. All right, Animated. Hey, thanks for calling in, dude. We miss you.
All right. Yeah. Happy 200 and congrats, Jason.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you.
Man.
See you, dude.
Take care.
See you.
Cool.
I think that's it.
Is that it?
Calls, man. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, those of you who didn't get a chance to call in, we're sorry, but we do need to wrap this up. I think we're going on 3 hours now. So.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I know something that we're going to be setting up tomorrow. We're not doing a ton of like video game streaming tomorrow, but we're going to be having like a social cam. So anybody who's at Indus Fest can come by, stop on the camera, talk to anybody in the chat room.
Scratch
and stuff,
your nuts.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, hang out in the chat room with us.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. You want to do question of the week? You want to do the question of the week we talked about yesterday?
Yeah, okay, pause.
Pause. Which question of the week did we talk about yesterday?
Remember the series?
I seriously need to go to bed.
The series.
difference between a good series and a bad series.
Oh yeah, that was a good one. You wanna explain that? You had a better explanation for that than I did.
Yeah, so we were having this conversation yesterday, a little short conversation about what is the difference between a good series and a bad series. You know,
one's
and a good series.
One's bad.
Well, there's
game
thanks,
set,
Jeff.
Match.
Done. Good job. That's why we bring
I'm
you
with
on
Jeff.
Here.
What's the
difference between a good series and a bad series? You know, I have series where they just stick to their guns and they just have their proper 1, 2, and 3 and everything, like, you know, your Mass Effects or like your or Gears of War. They
is
just
this
stick
one
with their,
who gives a shit? I'm just wondering. Is this
and
one
I feel that
I'm
if you were explaining this, yeah. Jeff would be like, "That's good. That's real good." But no, Travis says it.
Hey, he's a douchebag. Who gives a shit?
Eat a biggin, okay? But you
Travis,
have Kingdom Hearts.
So sensitive.
But you have bad. What I feel is a bad series. You know, you have Kingdom Hearts proper 1 and 2, but they give you these bullshit sequels on like these DS platforms. That, you know, 1 and 2 may be
so,
good, but they keep on piling it on. Like,
well,
give us
here's what it sounds like you're really asking is what do you think of series spinoffs?
There you go.
There, yeah. That,
you want to do that? You want to do that way?
There you go.
That was very good, Chris. Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, so here's question of the week for next
week. That was brilliant.
What do you guys think of series spinoffs? Things like Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core?
Crisis Core.
Kingdom Hearts.
357 times.
Over 18,000.
The square root of 12.
So to answer the question of the week, you can send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. Send us a voicemail as well. That is a 3... Wow, I forgot the voicemail. I totally froze.
4 years later.
Yeah, I know. It's like I usually have it every week.
Jack, do you know it?
It's like Lee.
It's 306.
Yeah,
306.
It kind of is. Not really.
Not really, no.
706-760-4337.
It's like Lee.
But it's not.
There we go. You can catch us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. And individually, we are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jason,
and
Indus
Geoff. Zangief TBW. And
yeah.
Ace is high. You have a number next to that.
And
591,
right?
291.
Yes. 291.
And Indus Pro working
on
fucking
clockwork,
sticks.
Oh, and also Clockwork, dude. Chance
Clockwork, yeah.
Have a chance.
Please, once again, for Glenn Burgess.
Yeah!
For running all this shit. Thank you so
Indus
much.
Indus Pro.
My turn. Can we get one more time, Jason?
Yeah.
Congratulations,
yes,
brother.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. We would very much appreciate that. If you're on iTunes or Zoom Marketplace, please leave us a review. We would appreciate that as well. So until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
I'm Jason.
I'm Jeff.
Play your games. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.